The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the week before Christmas, and that means the Clay County Classic is underway. Several teams have converged on Joe Sims Gym to hone their hardwood skills today and tomorrow. And here on Monday night, we've got a treat in the form of a doubleheader between the hometown heroes and the squads from Richland High School, who've made the 2-hour and 45-minute 172-mile trip from Linville to Salina. Matt Walker and his 4-4 Lady Dogs look to get back in the win column after dropping their last three games, but it won't come easy as they face Chad Hall and his 7-2 Lady Raiders. Similarly, Rob Edwards and his 4-3 team have dropped two straight and get a formidable challenge in the way of Jason Loveless and the 5-3 Raiders. Get ready for some Christmas Classic chaos here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in here to the CarQuest pregame show, our sixth basketball broadcast of this soon-to-be 2024 season. For the fourth time this year, we're high top Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm here once again to call the action. Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will join me throughout the broadcast. Sitting beside me now is a man who's always full of festive cheer, especially when the black, purple, and gold are involved. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver, another Clay County Christmas Classic, Thomas.
Yeah, nothing like holiday basketball, and what a pleasure it is to have it right here at home, like you said, in the form of the Clay County Christmas Classic, sponsored by Eco Panels of Tennessee. We can't thank Shane Smith and that family enough for making this happen, really.
Absolutely. Of course, a longtime sponsor here for us on the Horizon Sports Network and also doing it here for Clay County High School at the Classic, 3 years straight that they've done that.
And we've got a couple of good ones here tonight against Richland. You know, a school with two pretty solid basketball teams, Daniel.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why they came up here. They want to see a good program. They feel about Clay County the same way we feel about them, one of the better programs in single-A basketball when you look especially at boys and girls combined.
But besides Eco Panels, we wouldn't be here without the rest of our sponsors. This is broadcast being presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home and all the rest that make it all happen. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games and much more. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we are going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment and outline Clay County's last games they played, which were losses to Upperman. The Lady Dogs gave the Lady Bees all they wanted in a 34-29 defeat to the larger school, as Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock combined for all but 9 of Clay County's points in the defensive battle. Though the Lady Dogs came up short, Daniel, I think it was a confidence builder for these Clay County girls.
Yeah, I made the comment on there that night, perhaps the best performance I'd seen out of them on the season concerning hustle and in effort, and I think it was a good building moment for them.
On the boys' side, the Dogs hung with the Bees early when Nate Adams scored 10 of his team-high 19 in the opening period before Upperman gained control and went on to win 72-52. Still, like the girls, the Clay County boys kind of gained valuable experience against the talented Bees, Daniel.
Yeah, once again, bigger program, had an outstanding young freshman player in Tyce Cobb, probably as good a player as we'll see all year. That's another one going to help us get ready for conference play.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper to keep up with all things Clay County, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Richland here in the Clay County Christmas Classic.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. Of course, Clay County last playing back on Thursday, December the 7th, when they lost to Upperman 29-34. Back on Friday, December the 8th, Pickett County beat Russell County, Kentucky, 83-45. Clark Range beat Oneida, 44-40. And Redbone Springs beat Jackson County, 45-39. Then a week ago tonight, on Monday, December the 11th, Gordonsville lost to Van Buren County, 42-52. Pickett County beat Wayne County, Kentucky, 59-41. Then this past Tuesday, Clark Range beat Van Buren County, 67-42. Gordonsville lost to Westmoreland 29-56. And also last Tuesday, Redbone Springs lost to Watertown 36-43. Then Friday night, just a couple nights ago, Clark Range lost to Cumberland County 43-50. Pickett County beat East Robertson 74-33. Then on Saturday night, Gordonsville lost to Smith County 43-65. And on Saturday night, Redbone Springs beat Friendship Christian 50-38. Tonight's action, Clay County hosting Richland, Clark Range at Jellicoe. Overall records of the District 7A teams, Clark Range, the Lady Buffalo set at 5-5, Clay County at 4-4. Gordonsville struggling early out of the gate at 1-9. Pickett County looking really strong at 7-2. And Redbone Springs sets at 3-5. No teams have yet to play conference games yet. That Girl 7A update has been brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Coach Sims, one of the scores that jumps out at me on that, Pickett County's girls beating East Robertson's ladies 74-33. Of course, we split with East Rob, both of them tight games. That's a strong win by Pickett County.
Yeah, it is. That's a for us here in a few weeks, but maybe we can give them a whole lot better game than that, hopefully.
Of course, Clay County already playing one time. You said you were here for that, and Coach Sims said they looked the best you'd seen look all year.
Well, I thought having Maddie back, and she was having a really good game. You know, by far the best she'd played this year, even before she got hurt. You know, she hadn't been shooting the ball very good by now. I think she hit her first four or five shots that she took and hit a three and made a really good move on a running her break. She faked the pass and then laid it in, but she played good. Of course, Hallie and played really good. Bella played good, but I just thought, you know, overall, it's one of our better games. I know Matt told me before the game, he thought it'd be really close because they were pretty good. Because I think Jackson County had beat them on a last second shot that they just kind of slung up and it went in. So you know, Jackson County played us really good. So.
Of course, we finally saw the three-headed monster of the three seniors there, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, and Bella Ashlock. Of course, Kendall Matthews also a senior, but we've been talking about getting those three all in double figures. Well, we saw Maddie Hayes, 13, Bella Ashlock, 13, Hallie Buford, 25.
Right.
We can win a lot of games when we do that.
We can do that. Of course, You know, everybody's not going to let Hallie, I don't think, shoot enough to get 25, but she played good today. Like I said, all of them played good. And, you know, if those three can, like we've talked all year, you know, get 10 to 15 and everybody else chip in a few, you know. He went with a different lineup today. He didn't start Matthews. He started Eads instead of her. But, of course, he plays 8 or 9, you know, so I don't think it makes too much difference who starts. But I just hope we can play good against Richland. They're going to be a considerably better team than Cumberland County.
Well, let's transition right into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on how the Lady Dawgs can get a win. You mentioned it, Coach. Got a traditionally strong single-A program in Richland coming in. Of course, we played the 2A York, the 3A Upperman. Now we're stepping down to single-A, but to a high caliber of basketball team. I don't know the recent history, but I think they are regulars in the sub-state and state tournament, perhaps.
Well, they hadn't been in state tournament in a long time.
Okay.
And a lot of it's because they have to go through Wayne County, and it used to be Loretta when they were single-A, and it's been McKenzie the last few years. So, you know, you'd have to be almost the state champion to get past them. So, you know, I don't think they're as good as Pickett, not knowing really that much about them, or even Clark Range. But now they're going to be a quality opponent, I guarantee you. But now, you know, in our district, year in and year out, they'd be third or fourth probably.
Right.
But that still doesn't mean they're not a good ball team, a good program. You know, I've had dealings with them since 87 when I started. I went to camp down there for 5 or 6 years, as long as they had camp. Then we played them there for a couple of years. And Chad Hall, their coach, I've been knowing him now for, well, he said this is his 25th year. I didn't think it had been that long, but now
wow.
We've been acquainted. You know, he's a really, really nice guy. Been sick. His first game he's coached in about 3 weeks. Had appendicitis, and he got septic. Spent about 5 days in the hospital. He still looks pretty.
You can tell he's under the weather, though.
Pretty white looking, you know.
Yeah.
He ain't got much color about him. He said he's going to try to coach tonight, so hopefully he'll make it through the game all right.
Hopefully so. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Molly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina. And stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The Richland Lady Raiders, their head coaches, Coach Sims just mentioned, Chad Hall, the 25-year veteran. They're off to a strong start this year, a 7-2 record. They have wins over Eagleville, Spring Hill Community, East Robertson, Mount Pleasant, Zion Christian, and Community. Their only losses to Loretto and Wayne County. Starting for Richland, number 1, Danica Bridgers. Number 4, Caitlin Bass. Number 10, Bailey Blair. Number 32, A.C. Hewitt. And number 33, Shelby Higgins. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, 8th season overall. After the win this afternoon, 160 wins to 72 losses in his career. A 5-4 record this season after the win over Cumberland County, Kentucky at 130 earlier today. So they have a one-game winning streak coming into this big contest with Richland. Starting tonight for the Lady Dawgs, we see sophomore number 24, Ella Eads, junior number 22, Lacey Wicks, a senior number 2, Bella Ashlock, a senior number 1, Maddie Hayes, and a senior number 21, Hallie Buford. The starting lineup's been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Of course, Clay County, the home team tonight, wearing their black jerseys. Actually, they are the home team to us. They wear their black travel jerseys, though, it looks like tonight. Gold numerals on those black jerseys. Richland, the visiting team, but they wear their home white jerseys. Orange lettering on those orange numerals, trimmed in black, it looks like. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Richland shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half. Thomas, what's your thoughts on this one?
Well, I'm just looking forward to the matchup, not one you get to see very often, is it, Coach Sims? I know you played them some in the past, but not a tremendous amount.
No, not a whole lot. Like I said, we played them 3 times while I was coaching. One of them I thought completely forgot about in 94. We played them in a Christmas Classic down at Calioka, where I used to go to every year. But year in, year out, they have a pretty good ball team.
Time to get this one underway. Weeks stepping in, going to tip off against Bridgers. It'll be Richland controlling this opening tip. As I always say, bear with me as I learn the roster for these Lady Raiders. Out top already, a loose ball knocked away, and a jump ball going to be called. Good defensive effort. Ella Eads knocked it loose. Lacey Weeks tied up the loose ball for the jump. Do we have a – what was the final score on that earlier contest? Anybody know?
I don't remember.
Maybe 59-40?
50-something, high 30s, low 40s.
Pretty strong win for Coach Walker's squad. Maddie Hayes inside. Of course, she had missed the last four contests prior to today. Got a couple weeks rest. Misses that first shot. Still 0-0 first quarter. Richland with the basketball. They swing out top into the hands of Hewitt. She hands off to a teammate. Three-pointer taken and hit. And that was number 33, Shelby Higgins, knocking down the triple, putting Richland in front 3-9.
Good-looking shot right there. Just set her feet and let it fly.
Ashlock, inside drive, shot up off the glass, no good. Getting the rebound to Wicks, keeping it alive, kicks out to Eve. Ella out top, swings back to Lacey in the corner. Now Maddie Hayes, free throw range jumper, no good. Rebounded by Bass for Richland. Out they pass ahead, full head of steam. Have the Lady Raiders, Blair with it in the front court. Now they reset the offense with it out top in the hands of Bass. Swung to Higgins, now back to Bass. Lake County with a man defensive look here. Lady Raiders looking to extend on this 3-9 lead. Bridgers with it left wing. Hands off to Blair. Blair working against Wiggs. Long range jumper. No good off the glass. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Certainly good to see Maddie back on the floor.
Yeah, it is.
Three-pointer. Buford left wing. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Ashlock. She swings to Eads. Now back to Wiggs. Actually, Buford. Coach Walker sending in the play. Coach Sims, any effect being playing your second game on the day here?
They had a good break between, so I don't think it'll help.
Maddie Hayes with the first bucket for Clay County, and 3-2 the score. 5:45 and ticking here in this first quarter.
Just got to kind of pretend it's camp. You know, we used to play at least three varsity games a day, you know. And you're in shape. You can do it, especially if you get a four-hour break.
Richland trying to go inside to Higgins. Ball knocked out of bounds. Actually, a foul going to be called against Bella Ashlock. First personal for Bella. Only the fifth ever meeting between these schools. As Coach Sims said, he met them three times. Coach Walker met them last year at the Richland Christmas Classic.
We're on opposite ends of the state. One right on the Kentucky line. They're about maybe 10 miles from Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, 2-hour and 45-minute trip.
Yeah.
About 172 miles as Bella Ashlock adds a bucket, giving Clay County a one-point lead, 4-3. Lady Raiders try a three, no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. And now Ashlock going to walk it across the timeline and try to build on this black, purple, and gold lead. She works to Eads in the corner, shot fake drive, running floater, no good. They say a foul on the floor prior to the shot, though. Clay County to inbound from the baseline.
And that's kind of Eads' game right there, the pump fake and the drive to get things going in the middle. It's good to see her kind of, running the show for Clay County out top.
Eads works into Hayes. Hayes shot off the glass, good. Clay County extended the lead now, 6-3. Richland looking for an answer early in this first quarter, 4:45 and ticking. Higgins, three-pointer, top of the key, good. She's got two in the quarter and all the points for the Lady Raiders. We're knotted up 6-6.
That's deep.
Slow pace to this contest.
Yeah.
Neither team pressuring. Three-pointer, Buford, right wing, good. Things starting to heat up for both teams. From behind the arc, 9-6, Clay County in front, halfway through this first quarter. Boys action coming up immediately after, also going to be Clay County against Richland there. Higgins with it out top, wanted a shot, Ashlock there to deny. Hands off to Bass, Bass going to reset the offense for Richland. They swing to Hewitt, And another foul call against Clay County. This one going to go against Lacey Wicks.
You know, Blair just trying to cut across the lane. Wicks getting her hands on her to try to slow her down. She got caught doing it, I think.
Blair to inbound. Works into Higgins. Higgins is defended by Ashok. A steal by Ella Eads. Eads comes up with, they say she traveled. She did get up off the floor, but I never saw a step.
Well, no, I didn't either.
A lot of times that's the call, though. If you get up, they're going to call the travel.
Two of them called it.
Ridgeland back with it on the inbound. Higgins, right wing, well defended by Ashlock. They give the pass out top, cross court to Hewitt. Now back to Bass. She drives, loses the handle. Bella Ashlock picks it up, gives to Maddie Hayes. They say she stepped on the baseline, though. And Ridgeland with a third opportunity here.
You know, besides the two looks out top, which were pretty contested, Clay County's off to a pretty good defensive start, Coach.
Yeah. Did you get her 33? Oh,
this time number 32, A.C. Hewitt, hitting the triple. 9-9 the score. All nine of Richland's points coming on three-pointers. Hallie Buford answers the call. In and out, no good, though. Rebound Bass. Bass picks up the pace. Hallie passes ahead. Reverse layup by Higgins is good. And Richland takes a two-point lead, 11-9. 3:05 in ticking. First quarter here at the third annual Clay County Christmas Classic. Sponsored by Eco Panels of Tennessee. 2:55 in ticking. Hallie Buford, long range two, good. Pretty automatic on that, isn't she?
She's a good shooter.
Knotted up 11-11, just a battle between two competitive Class A ladies programs here. Bella Ashok caught for her second personal. Got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, I mean, no chance to get a steal.
Yeah, she knew it as soon as she did it, too. She'd like to have that one back. She's going to have to come to the bench early, guys.
I like the aggression. You know, I like wanting the basketball. But she's too valuable a player to have on the bench. You got to have her on the floor. On the floor now, Natalie Smith, Baylor Walden, Madison Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Kendall Matthews, the lineup. Richland with the ball, 2:25 and ticking, first quarter, tied up at 11. Reserves also in for Richland in different positions. Bridgers with it, defended by Hayes. Kicks off to Bass. Bass now drives to the elbow, kicks outside, three-pointer taken and missed. That one by Mary Kate Butler, number 13. Freshman Natalie Smith on the rebound. Comes down to the Clay County end. She's closely defended by Bass. Had to get rid of the basketball. Buford now working against Hewitt. Drives the right side of the lane. Running floaters, no good, but whistles blow. Hallie going to the line.
They got the wrong girl guarding her. 32's not real quick. She'll eat her alive. But keep her on her.
That's what's so impressive about Buford. She got the size, but she can really get to the basket with her quickness.
She's got moves, too.
It's kind of deceiving, you know, with her size.
Hits that first free throw, giving Clay County a one-point lead. Buford on the season, 35-40 from free throw, coming into today's games, 88% free throw shooter.
That's great.
Now, this is how, on top of things, assistant coach Andrew Meadows is. He actually updated season totals after the first game.
Oh, really?
I just didn't have time to print them. So what I've got was coming into the first contest of the game for the ladies. Andrew's already got new ones out there, though. Minute 30 and ticking here in this first quarter. Buford missed the second free throw, giving Clay County a one-point lead, 12-11. Richland with the basketball. Higgins has had a hot hand so far in the quarter. She's got it out top, defending by Walden. Gives off to Bridgers. Now Bass. Going to give back to Higgins, and we'll reset. Don't have classes on this Richland team. Higgins, to me, appears to be a bit of an upperclassman as Bridgers fires a three, and she knocks it down.
They all hit it, don't they?
Three different players with triples here in the first quarter for Richland, giving them 14 points and a two-point lead. Madison Hayes with it. Works inside, going to be fouled. Goes hard to the floor. Was unintentionally tripped by Mary Kay Bugger.
We don't need her to turn something else. She's missed 3 weeks.
Hayes does look healthy here on the inbound after she was knocked to the floor. Under a minute to go here in this first quarter. 14-12, Clay County trailing by two. Richland 7-2 on the season. Clay County 5-4. An offensive foul call. I missed it. Who's it on?
Maddie. I believe them refs, they like to call that more than anything. Anytime you set a screen, I mean, they're just looking for a reason to call off an illegal screen. It's always been like that.
Well, she didn't quite get set. That's the key for them. If you're moving at all, they want to call it, coach, yeah. Don't they?
Move any part of your body.
Yeah.
So maybe they're right. I guess they are.
20 seconds and ticking. Higgins inside. First quarter action. Misses the shot. Rebound Smith. Richland 14. Clay County 12. Lady Dogs with an opportunity for the last shot. They won't get it, though. It's Smith's call for the travel. Unforced error gives Richland the basketball back. Now they have the opportunity to end the opening quarter with an exclamation mark. Near turnover. Can Blair get to it? She does, right at the timeline. Nearly thrown away on the inbound. Three-pointer, Higgins, left wing, in and out, no good. Ball rolls out of bounds. Clay County has the ball with 1 second remaining here in the opening quarter. Better Walden to inbound. Works into Buford, one dribble, heave, no good at the buzzer. At the end of one here at the Clay County Christmas Classic, it's Richland 14, Clay County 12.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Clay County Classic, where Clay County trails Richland 14-12, headed into the second quarter. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, the Brenn led by Hallie Buford. She has 6 points in the first quarter. Bella Ashlock has two, and Madison Hayes has four for the Lady Dogs. Five three-pointers for the Lady Raiders in the first period as they take this two-point lead. Donna Bridgers has one of those. A.C. Hewitt has one. And Shelby Higgins has a total of 8 points and 2 three-pointers for Richland. This Lady Dog Scoring Center has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action underway. Richland with the first possession. They still work to the hoop off to our right, and it's going to be Higgins called for the offensive foul. The charge called against Shelby Higgins. She drove the right side of the lane and actually got the bucket, but it will not count. Maddie Hayes coming to get a breather early in this second quarter. On the floor for Coach Walker, sophomores Baylor Walden and Ella Eads. They're joined by seniors Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford, rounding out the lineup, junior Lacey Wicks, who has it at left wing. Out top now to Eads, now Ashlong, now Buford right wing, back across to Wicks. She fires the three, looks good, and it is. Lacey Wicks with a big bucket, giving Clay County a one-point lead, 15-14. I like to see Wicks pulling the trigger on that shot. Now a turnover. Clay County comes up with a steal. Baylor Walden did, and Higgins picks up a second personal foul. Thomas, two trips down the court for the Lady Raiders and two fouls against Shelby Higgins.
Yeah, it goes back to the Clay County defense. You know, right there, the pressure creating an opportunity to get the foul and get basically a turnover, Daniel. And then on the other prior possession, an offensive foul with, I think it was Hayes taking the charge. Ashlock pulls the trigger.
Nearly went in, hit the front of the rim, ricocheted off the glass, rebounded by Richland. Clay County still maintains a one-point lead, 15-14, 6:50 and ticking here in the second quarter. Buckner with it. Right wing. Tries to go back to Higgins. Knocked away. Picked up by Blair. Blair with it. Well defended by Lacey Wicks. A good matchup between those two. A lot of athleticism for Blair. And she's called for the offensive foul.
Lacey Wicks in there drawing the charge for the Lady Dogs. You see Ashlock back in the ball game with those two fouls to start this quarter, Daniel.
Maddie Hayes coming back out off the bench as well. So it's Ashlock, Hayes, Ella Eads, Hallie Buford, and Lacey Wicks, original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker. Lady Dogs up by one, 15-14. Buford, three-pointer right wing, no good. Rebound Ashlock, her foot back, no good, but she's fouled. Bella going to go to the line. Talking to Ashlock the day after the Upperman game, I really applauded her. I said, Bella, you played good last night. And she said, Mr. Strong went 4-14. I said, yeah, but you took shots, honey, and that's what we need you to do. And she had a good game against Burksville this afternoon, ended up with 13. And we know the type of player she is, Coach Sims, and that's what we need her, those mid-range double figures.
That's right.
Second free throws away, and no good. Missed them both. Uncharacteristic for Ashlock. Hadn't shot a ton of free throws, though, in the season. Bella Ashlock only 6 of 10 on free throws coming into today's contest, 60%.
Yeah, not even averaging one a game.
Bass visibly shaking up on the floor. Hopefully she'll be able to return to action, walking to the bench under her own power. Ankle injury, perhaps. Defensive foul called against Lacey Wicks on that play that Bass picked up the injury. Second personal for her. Three-pointer Higgins,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Another triple. Is that three or four for her at this point, Tom?
Three threes, Daniel, and puts her into double figures, though, with 11.
Leading all scorers, I assume. 5:50 and ticking, second quarter, 17-15. Richland has reclaimed a two-point lead. Eads drives inside, ties it up.
Nice shot.
Nice crossover, left-handed drive, switch to the right for the bucket. Blair tries to answer with a two-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds.
How'd they give it to Bill?
I don't know. It was last touched by Bailey Hollis, but the official grants it to Richland anyway.
I don't know about that.
Tied up 17-17, 5:30 mark, second quarter. Richland on the inbound, Blair out top, defended by Matthews. Kendall Matthews called for the personal. As we mentioned earlier, Richland 7-2, wins over Eagleville, Spring Hill, Community, East Robertson, Mount Pleasant, Zion Christian, Community. The only two losses, Coach Sims, some familiar names here, Loretto and Wayne County.
Yeah, that's two good ball teams.
Of course, Clay County 5-4 on the year. The four losses coming to Cannon County by 1 point, East Robertson by 6, then the York Institute and Upperman losses. So the York Institute game, the only loss on the season for the Lady Dogs, were we just did not maintain competitiveness throughout.
No, they pretty much manhandled us.
Another bucket for Richland. They built a two-possession lead, 21-17. Thomas, I missed the last two scores for Richland.
Well, we had it's all about Bailey Blair. She drove the lane for the first two, and then a great assist to Bailey Hollis for the second bucket.
Clay County trying to answer. Matthews out top, swings to Hayes at the wing. Now inside to Buford, who's posted up, scores from right block. Nice little pass by Hayes.
Yeah.
Good finish by Buford.
They got a mismatch there, and they took advantage of it.
Makes it a two-point game. Clay County 19, Richland 21, halfway through this second quarter. Hewitt with it in the corner, gives back to Higgins. She's had the hot hand for the Lady Raiders inside the Bridgers. Bridgers left-handed layup from left block, no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes just a presence there in the paint.
Yeah, really a presence we've been missing, no doubt, Daniel.
Hayes going to fire the three left wing. Yeah. Long two, a long two.
Got her toe on the line. But she hit a three the first game today. That should have been.
Yeah, Maddie won a four coming into after the Upperman game. But say she hit one in the Burksville game. Maddie a good shooter.
She ties it up at 21, Daniel.
3:20 and ticking. Blair goes to the floor, maintains possession of the ball, though. Swings off to Bridgers. Bridgers kicks cross court to Hollis. Hollis back to Blair. Blair working against Eads. Gets past her to the hoop. Shots up and good.
Little girl there, she penetrates good.
Yes, she does. A good athlete, Bailey Blair. 23-21, Richmond back up by two. Hey, shot fake and drive. No good on the shot, but it's fouled. Maddie will go to the line to shoot free throws coming into the contest. 4 or 5 on the season prior to the Burgessville game, so an 80% shooter. Only 5 opportunities, though. Historically, she is good from that position on the floor. I remember last year, she always carried a high percentage from the free throw line. I see a comment on Facebook about some static and freezing with the feed. Sometimes that happens. Our bandwidth, I think it has to do with the internet. I don't think it's any equipment issues we've got going right now. Might try refreshing and reloading the page if you ever experience that, but that happens, folks. I listen to a lot of college football on Saturdays, and I have to do that sometimes. They lose the feet as Higgins knocks down another. Richmond in front, 26-23, and Coach Sims, this one just back and forth.
Yeah, they're shooting a really good percentage from the three.
Ashlock inside, triple team. Ball knocked out of bounds by Richmond. Clay County inbound from their own baseline off to our left. On the floor is Ashlock, Hayes, Natalie Smith, Baker Walden, and Buford. Ashlock inside. Goes right. Spins left. Shots up. No good on the shot, but Bella will go to the line to shoot two. Thomas, anything of particular interest on the stat sheet?
Shelby Higgins, 4 3-pointers. I think she might have missed one. She's probably like 4 for 5, up to 14 points already here for Richland in the first half, Daniel. And, you know, they lead by 3.
Of course, as Coach Sim said, Blair, the presence inside with the penetration drives, and Higgins on the outside. Ashlock misses the first, hits the second, 26-24. Richland up by 2. .205 and ticking, second quarter. Bridgers, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Buford. Hallie being harassed, finally dribbles out of there. Gets it off to Baylor. Walden now across the timeline. Kicks the Ashlock at the wing. Baylor going to reset things out top. Going to drive inside. Kicks over to Walden. Baylor, three-pointer, good. Clay County also shooting pretty good from 3.
She hit one, I think, the first game today, a 3. Said she'd been sick last week or so.
Of course, that Upperman game a couple Thursdays ago, Eads missed it. She was sick.
Yeah.
Getting to be that time of year. Going to have some of that going around.
Oh.
Higgins, another three-pointer, misses this one. Rebound Smith. The freshman across the timeline, out the pass ahead to Buford. Hallie at right wing sets up shot. Circles back out, Tom, gives to Maddie. Maddie swings to Natalie. 1 minute left in the first half here. Richland 26, Clay County 27. Coach Walker talking to his girls. Ashlock with it. Works against Bass. Good to see her back on the floor after the injury earlier, and Ashlock scores. Put on the brakes on the drive, finished with a 5-foot jumper. 40 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. 3-point lead for Clay County. Perhaps the Lady Dogs' biggest lead of the night.
They led by 3 twice in the first quarter, Daniel, but yes, they matched it.
Maddie Hayes called for the foul inside, her second. Kendall Matthews and Ella Eads checking in. Natalie Smith and Bella Ashog checking out. Caitlin Bass, the inbound for Ridgeland, off to our right. Works it in out top to Butler. Butler going to swing across to Hollis. Now inside the Bridgers. Kicks back out to Bass. Now Higgins in the corner. Back to Bass. 24 seconds and ticking. Three-pointer, a left corner, no good. Rebound Walden. Baylor with it. 15 seconds. Gives off to Hallie Buford. The veteran sharpshooter going to slow it down. With 10 seconds ticking here in the second quarter, look to execute this final play. Buford, the drive, Euro step, layup, no good. Rebounded putback, Hayes, no good. Buzzer's going to sound.
Always going to get two on that, but didn't do it.
First half ends here at Joe Sims Gym, and it's the Lady Dogs up by three, 29-26 over the Richmond Lady Raiders.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here for the Clay County Christmas Classic, sponsored by Eco Panels of Tennessee. You're listening to the Horizon Sports Network. Their coverage presented by Upton Hay Funeral Home, and it's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County and Richland got a good one going. Here at the break, it's 29-26. Richland outscored Clay County 14-12 in the first quarter and led by two headed into the second. It was tied midway through. Clay County led by three a couple of times before Richland pulled out to a four-point lead midway through the second stanza, then Clay County rallied to lead by three here at the break as they outscored the Lady Raiders 17-12 in the second period, behind 8 points from Madison Hayes and Hallie Buford for the Lady Bulldogs here at halftime. Bella Ashlock has five, Lacey Wicks three, Baylor Walden three, Ella Eads has two for Clay County. For Richland, Bridgers with 3 points, Bailey Blair has four, A.C. Hewitt has three, Bailey Hollis 2 points so far, but they're being led by Shelby Higgins. She has four threes and a total of 14 first-half points for the Lady Raiders to give them, keep it a close ball game as they trail Clay County 29-26 here at the break in Salina. This first-half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, Clay County Christmas Classic. Lady Dogs up by three, 29-26 at the half. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start off with Hermitage Springs basketball. Those teams have wrapped up their seasons after playing in their last action this past week. The 5th and 6th grade girls finished at 2-9. The 5th and 6th grade boys at 1-12. The junior high girls 3-10. And the junior high boys at 0-14 on the season. First-year head coaches Izzy Hale and Tyrus West need to be commended, though, for their leadership during the season, as well as the teams who all four teams fought hard and improved throughout the year. So congratulations on a hard-fought season that is now wrapped up down at Hermitage Springs School. Seneca 8 basketball, those teams are coming off a busy week of action that saw the junior high teams travel to Red Bull and Springs on Tuesday and come away with a pair of wins. Then on Thursday, all four teams hosted Jackson County with everyone taking home a win except for the junior high boys, who lost a close one to their downriver rivals. The 5th and 6th grade boys then played in tournament action this past weekend in Lafayette, where they lost to Defeated by 1, beat Macon County by 2, and then lost again in the championship to Defeated by 1 point. Those games put the 5th and 6th boys at 9-6 on the year. while their lady counterparts sit at 4-7. The junior high girls are 10-5, and the junior high boys 9-5. Tennessee Tech basketball. Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles are on a two-game win streak and sit at 5-7 on the season after beating Bethel 81-74 and North Alabama 70-67. Strong has not dressed and played in Tech's last four games due to a lower back injury he's been dealing with. He hopes to be back in action by the start of the new year. His teammates will be taking the floor at Evansville on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Freed Hardeman University sophomore Katie Arms and the Freed Hardeman Lady Lions are 12-2 on the season after destroying Harris Stowe State on Thursday 85-23. Arms went 2-3 from behind the arc for 6 points and added 4 assists in the win. Freed will enjoy some time off before traveling to Weber International on Friday, December 29th for a 2 p.m. tip. And finally, professional basketball over in Europe with the Leuven Bears. Tyreek Key and the Bears dropped a close game to Mechelen on Saturday, 69-72. Key finished with 17 points, and the Bears are now 3-9 on the season. They'll be hosting Antwerp this coming Friday on the 22nd. This week's Local Sports Showdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Bella Ashlock getting points early.
Nice backdoor play there. They ran it the first game today, but pass was too high and he didn't score, but that was put right on the money there.
Lady Dogs now officially with their biggest lead of the contest, 5 points the difference, 31-26. Now, Richland has not led by more than 4, I don't believe, so neither of these teams during the first half of play able to pull away from the other by more than 2 possessions.
Yeah, Clay County closing out the second half on a 6-0 run, so they've scored the last 8 of this ball game, Daniel.
Good to hear. Butler with it, tried to work out. Tom DeBlair going to be taken away by Lacey Wicks, the defensive specialist. Hands off now to Buford. Halley going to drive the left side, turn back at the corner. Kicks to Eads, shot, fake drive. Now Wicks, three-pointer out wing. Ooh, in and out, no good. Had a great look at it. Just did not fall. Lacey, of course, hit one back in the second quarter from distance. 31-26. Another turnover for Richland. Coach Sims just sloppy on their part, or are we doing something?
Well, I don't know. It's good, though.
Black, purple, and gold with it. Eads, three-pointer, no good. Hit the structuring up top, and they blow it dead. Richland to take back over. It's just not common for us to watch a girls' game and not see any full-court pressure from either squad. And as I say that, now we see a little bit of man pickup.
Yeah.
But nothing that we usually see, though.
No. No, you probably can't press for them. You're just wasting energy. That's be my theory on it.
So you kind of go into the game figuring Richland's good enough ball handlers.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Matt's watching film, you know, and knows what their strengths and weaknesses are. So.
Yeah, we've seen Bailey Blair and some of these others really be able to handle the ball out top. It's kind of that interior defense of Clay County that's causing these turnovers, Daniel.
Certainly is. Buford misfires on the three-pointer, just a little wide of the mark. 6:21 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County 31, Richland 26. Lady Raiders with it. Butler swings to Bridgers. Her three no good from the top of the key. Bass with the rebound. Once again, we saw Bass shaking up with what appeared to be an ankle injury earlier. Fortunately for Richland and for her, she seems to be healthy back on the floor.
Oh.
Hollis with it, inside the Bridgers. Now back outside. Three-pointer taken and missed. The hot hand perhaps has cooled off for Shelby Higgins, who misses her first three-pointer attempt of the second quarter. Foul going to be called. Oh, no.
Oh, what did he call?
Wicks called for the foul.
Well.
And she kind of extended her arm there in the chest of the defender, which got the offensive push off, Daniel.
Walker seems satisfied with the explanation from official Tomlinson. He's a veteran. I hadn't seen him in a while. He used to call a lot of games.
Yeah,
and
well, I'm sure we just hadn't had him, I guess. He
always liked him. Now a foul call against L.A. Eads. Of course, the first quarter, we saw more fouls against Clay County. During the second, Richmond, the ones that were called for the most. And now we're shifting back to Clay County being the ones getting called on the fouls. Kendall Matthews checking in. Lacey Wicks checking out. On the floor with Matthews, Buford, Eads, Ashlock, and Hayes. Blair with it on the inbound, defended by sophomore L.A. Eads. 5:15 and ticking, third quarter. No points since that opening bucket for Ashlock.
I think they gave that foul to Wicks to be her third.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
That's correct.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Higgins didn't stay cold long. Here's another three, and the first time out of the contest taken.
You really got their own her. I mean, she's been posting up. Maddie was matched on her, but, you know.
Timeout taken by Richmond. 5:04 mark of this third quarter with the Higgins three-pointer. Clay County with a two-point lead, 31-29. We'll play one and be back.
Sides. Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Clay County now with it. Coach Sims, you mentioned it there. Working a little press for Richmond out of that timeout.
Yep. We didn't have any trouble with it. But
Ashok out top, works against Bass, wants to drive, puts on the brakes, spins, shoots, has it blocked by Bridgers. Bridgers, a tall post player for the Lady Raiders. Has not been a huge offensive part of what they've been doing, but defensively, pretty good down there. Now, she has hit a three-pointer out top.
Yeah, she got 3 points tonight, but you're right. Her presence in the paint has been pretty key with Ashlock. And, you know, Hayes is kind of limited also there in that second quarter and start of the second half.
Inbound to Buford. Kicks out Hayes. Going to fire from left corner. No good. Ashlock, the rebound. Keeps it out. Gives to Maddie. Maddie drives. Has it taken away by Higgins. Higgins going to put on the brakes. Let everybody clear out now. Comes across the timeline. Clay County up by two, 31-29. And a foul going to be called on Matthews. As Baker Walden comes to the scorer's table to check in. Eads checking out. Fourth team foul against Clay County here in the third.
We're not halfway through the quarter on the next one. They're shooting.
Bass works into Bridgers. Bridgers works against Hayes. Comes out to the wing. Picks up the dribble. And now has nowhere to go. Hands off to Bass. Bass has her pocket picked by Buford. Recollects the loose ball, though. Bridgers, three-pointer left corner. A little short. Whistles blow on the rebound. It's going to go against Clay County. No, I'm sorry. Going to go against Richmond. Bailey Hollis called for the personal. 4:03 mark, third quarter. Clay County working against this pressure. Get across the timeline. Lady Dogs up by two, 31-29. Make it a five-point lead. Hallie Buford drains another. Buford had 25 in the contest. I think that's her highest tally of the season. Of course, the contest that tipped at 130 against Burkesville, Kentucky. She's averaging, coming into today's games, she had been right around 19 points. Well, I can't find it.
Charge.
17.8 is what Buford was at. So Richmond called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, run over. Maddie.
after Buford's 17.8 per game average, you have to go all the way down to Matty Hayes and Bell Ashok, who are averaging 6.8 points. Of course, we saw them with 13 each in the Cumberland County game.
Yeah, a little zone look here from Richland.
Some more scores, getting a little more than that.
Yeah. Ashlock adds two more. Bella into double figures. I know in this one. Or maybe not. Thomas shakes his head. I'm just
almost. So, you got nine.
Got nine.
Close.
2:45 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. 36-29. The halftime score was 29-26. Bridgers inside. She gets the bucket. Makes it 36-31. So here in the third quarter so far, Clay County has outscored Richland 7-5. Take away by the Lady Raiders. Higgins comes up with the loose ball in the passing lane. Higgins with only 3 points in the quarter, leading all scorers in the contest. Baylor Walden called for the personal.
Puts him on the line.
Higgins at the line for two free throws, and as she shoots as well here, she does from three-point range, she'll hit them both. Misses the first.
Missed. Well, we just got to be a little smarter than that. I mean, Baylor just pretty much arm barter, you know. You can't touch them up there dribbling. They're going to call it every time.
Higgins hits the second. 2:09 left in this third quarter. Clay County 36, Richland 32. Teams meeting for the fifth time in program history. Buford drives, 10-foot jumper, good. Timeout taken by Coach Walker, 30-second variety, minute 57 left in the third. Clay County 38, Richland 32.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Clay County leads Richland 38-32. They're up by six. A little under 2 minutes left here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Clay County adding some pressure of their own now for the first time.
A little 2-2-1 press here.
Richland handles it, gets across the timeline. Blair with it, gives off to Bridgers. Now Higgins. Higgins fires the three. It's good. She has a hot hand, folks. Shelby Higgins putting on a fine display of shooting from distance in this contest. Clay County still with a three-point lead, though, 38-35.
Higgins up to 21 after scoring seven here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Hayes steps on the sideline. Turnover, Richland taking back over. Lady Dogs have never lost to the Lady Raiders. Those prior four meetings, all wins. Coach Sims with three of those. Those coming in 91, 92, and 94. Coach Walker's met them once. That coming 2 years ago in the Richland Christmas Classic. Clay County won 53-43. And we've had a back-and-forth outstanding contest here. Clay County hanging on to a one-point lead. Coach Sims, 38-37,
yeah.
Late third.
Yeah, we headed out to seven there, but they scored the last six.
50 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Coach Walker up, sending in his signals. Down to 40 seconds. Richland not pressing the issue, content to let Buford dribble away time. Now here comes a defensive presence. Now Eve's going to stand with it. Buford being face guarded by Bailey Hollis. They definitely don't want Buford with a clean look.
No.
Eade stands with it. 15 seconds. Now we start to execute. Screen set by Buford and called Ooh, a defensive foul. I was afraid they were going to get Hattie on the moving screen.
Yeah.
Bella Ashcock comes to the scores table to check in. Natalie Smith checks out. Original five starters on the floor. Wicks, Ashcock, Eads, Hayes, and Buford. 11.3 seconds on this third quarter clock on the inbound. Wicks with it out top. Down to eight. Gives to Buford. Goes to the corner. Step back three. No good. Rebounded. 9-0-1. Knocked out of bounds by Ashcock. 2 seconds on the clock as Richmond will have a chance to inbound here. 38-37. Lady Dogs up by one. Richmond works it in. Quarter in. At the end of three, we're pretty much where we started. Only 1 point separates these teams. Clay County 38, Richmond 37.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Clay County leads Richland 38-37. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Real Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Hallie Buford. She has 13. Ashlock, Bella, that is, has 9. Madison Hayes, 8. Lacey Wicks, Baylor Walton, 3 each, and Ella Eads has 2. For Richland, they're being led by Shelby Higgins, the sharpshooter with 21 points already tonight. Donna Bridgers, 5. Bailey Blair, 4. A.C. Hewitt has 3. And Bailey Hollis has 4 for the Lady Raiders. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn, garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see how all they have to offer, Daniel.
As Thomas said, Higgins with 21 of Richmond's 37. And she hands it out top to start this fourth quarter. Richmond working at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. 38-37, Clay County with a one-point lead. Maddie Hayes knocks the ball loose and touches it last. Richmond the inbound from the sideline. We see Eads guarding Higgins here. Mismatch in size. However, Higgins not going inside, posting up. It's all about the threes tonight.
Well, she was posting up earlier, but they put her back out on the floor now.
Richmond with it. Blair, jumper, right side, no good. Rebound Wicks. Wicks going to be fouled. I believe they'll get Butler. Mary Kate Butler picks up her third personal. 7-10 and ticking. Fourth and final quarter. Clay County with a one-point lead, 38-37. Wicks on the left wing. Back to Eads out top. They switch again. Now a baseline pass to Ashong. Bella with it in the paint. Power dribble gives to Hayes.
Well,
point blank shot. Good.
I don't think that's the way they drawed it up, but it worked.
The assist from Ashong, the finish from Hayes, and we see both of those ladies getting close to those double digits we want to see them at. And now Bridgers adds two more inside, keeping it a one-point game. Only the second bucket of the night for Danica Bridgers, but came at a big time there. 6:30 and ticking fourth quarter. Wentz inside adds one from right block. 5 points on the night for Wicks now. Bass with it out top, defended by Buford. Kicks to Butler, left wing. Back to Bass for Richmond. Veteran head coach Chad Hall bringing his girls almost a three-hour trip from Linville, Tennessee, up to Salina for the Classic for this purpose, to get a good competitive ball game. Three-pointer Bass, no good. Rebound, put back by Butler, knocked out of bounds by Bella Ashloff.
How long did it take?
2 hours and 45 minutes.
It might say that, but I guarantee you, if you get in the car, if you got there in 3.5, you'd be lucky. I've been there too many times.
I think 172 miles or something.
Yeah.
Of course, 840, I guess you travel half of that, part of the distance on 840.
Yeah, down
65 to 40 there.
We always got off, went through Columbia, but that might be better to go down further and get off. I guess probably would, but...
Clay County with a three-point lead, trying to extend. They won't be able to. A turnover. Higgins comes up with it, gives off to Bass. Bass now driving to the hoop, passes ahead to Blair. Her shot blocked by Hayes. Kendall Matthews comes up with a loose ball, gives back to Ashlong. 5:20 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County across the timeline into the half-court offense. Matthews, Wicks, Buford, Ashlock, and Hayes on the floor. Buford with it right wing, defended by Butler. Bounce pass inside to Hayes. Her shot blocked by Bridgers. Butler comes up with a loose ball off the deflection. Higgins, deep three, and it's good. Shelby Higgins with 24 points. And is all of it threes?
Not all of it, Daniel. You got a free throw and a two in the first quarter.
Okay. Timeout taken. 4:45 mark of this fourth quarter. And we're knotted up 42-42 here in the Clay County Christmas Classic. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for the Clay County Christmas Classic, where we've got a tie ball game between Clay County and Richland. 7 3-pointers from Shelby Higgins for the Richland Lady Raiders. She's got 24 in this contest, and it's an even one now, Daniel.
42-42. 4:30 left on the clock is a foul's called against Clay County. Maddie Hayes called for the foul underneath on the rebound attempt. Three personals for Maddie now. Wicks comes to the bench. Walden takes the floor. So we got the four seniors out there, joined by sophomore Baker Walden. For the Lady Dogs, reaching up with it, trying to break this tie and reclaim a lead. Lady Dogs have not relinquished the lead, I don't believe, since the second quarter. As Blair has one, 8-foot jumper from the middle of the lane, 44-42.
He's a nice little player. Pull-up jump shot kind of gets things going for the Lady Raiders.
4 minutes remain. Walden, left wing. Back to Matthews out top. Kendall back to Baylor. Baylor thinks about a three. Inside to Hayes at the free throw line. Back to Walden. Baseline pass to Ashlock. Back out top to Matthews now. Three-pointer. Walden, left wing. Ooh, in and out, no good. Ashlock, the rebound to put back. Yeah! And draws a foul.
Big shot. Big rebound.
Now Ashok's in double figures. Give her 11. Hopefully a 12 coming for the and one. Free throws away and good. Ashok completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and Clay County has a one-point lead, 45-44. 3:30 and ticking, fourth quarter. Richland with the basketball, trailing by one. Bridgers with it, left wing defended by Hayes. Inside pass to Hollis, knocked out of bounds by Ashok. Richland to inbound from the baseline. Off to our left. Same schools in action in... On the boys' side, immediately following this girls' game, Lacey Wicks up for her fourth foul.
Good job there by Wicks getting a hand on the ball. Just a little too forceful with the swing.
Yeah.
Ella Eads comes to the scores table to check in, presumably for Wicks. Blair at the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Tied back up, 45-45. Prior games have been close. Matter of fact, the first one, first time these squads met all the way back in 91. Coach Sims, I believe your fourth year, maybe fifth. 44-42 win down at Richland. Fifth year coaching Pew. And you like to tell the story of that one. It's kind of a short story. It all ended on the last play, didn't it?
I mean, we had led the whole game. They made a comeback, and it was tied, and they were pressing. And somehow they left Tia Ashlock on the far end of the court by herself, so we just threw her the ball, and she just went in and shot the layup. We won the game.
Of course, Ashlock only a sophomore that year, but a pretty good player to leave standing alone, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
3-0-3 and ticking. Ashlock, 8-foot jumper, no good. Turn around, put back, but Walden no good. Ashlock gets the rebound. Her put back no good, but she's fouled. Bella going to go to the line. Of course, looking at leaders from this series, I've got that in front of me here. Single game scoring leader against Richland came 2 years ago. Bradley Birch had 27. Back in 94 during her senior year, Melissa Mad Dog Denton, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, she scored 20 in a win down at Richland. Actually, that was in Cullioca at the Christmas Classic. Assist leader, three of them tied, the late Melissa Webb with five, Eliza Jenkins with five, and Zoe Hayes with five. Block shot leader against Richland, Jan Arms, had four her senior year back in 1991. And then on two different occasions playing Richland, one time, Melissa Webb had six steals. Another time, five steals. Once her senior year, once her sophomore year. Pretty good list of names there. Most of them Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, Coach Sims. And the younger ones, like Bradley Birch, are probably going to be joining those ranks when they're eligible.
No doubt.
2:22 left in this one. Clay County, a one-point lead. So, Thomas, what's that mean for the Ashlock free throws?
Made them both.
Made them both. .218 in the fourth. Clay up by one. 47-46. Richland to inbound from their own baseline. Bailey Blair to work it in. Bass now with it on the inbound. Gets the Bridgers out top. Pass inside. Taken away by Ashlock. They looked for Higgins at the post. Bella Ashlock with other plans. 2 minutes left. Ashlock cross court to Buford, three-pointer left wing, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Maddie Hayes. Hayes with it. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Minute 57 left in the fourth. Lady Dogs up by one.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Clay County leads Richland by one. It's 47-46, under 2 minutes to play, Daniel.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Clay County on the inbound. Hayes had it. Gave off to Ashlock. Bella getting aggressive. Starts the drive. Turned away by defense by Richland. Now Buford out top. Hallie works against Bass. Gets the right wing. Picked up there by Hollis. Now Bridgers. Buford just evading all defenders. Gives off to Ashlock finally. Clay County working time, looking for a good shot. Eads going to drive inside and draw the foul. Foul on the floor. Fourth team foul against Richland. So the next one will send Clay County to the line to shoot two, regardless of the type of foul. Minute 31 left. Clay up by one, 47-46. Hayes on the inbound, knocked away by Bridgers. Danica Bridgers taller than Maddie Hayes. Pretty good, pretty good size young lady.
Probably 6 foot anyway.
Got some length to her too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moves well. Eads works into Buford. Hallie defended by Bass. Gives off to Ashlock. Now pressure coming from. And here's the foul. Maddie Hayes going to go to the line to shoot two. They may think she's not strong from there, but Hayes a pretty good free throw shooter, guys.
Yeah, Bridgers came out with the intention of fouling Hayes there. I'd just as soon have her as in line as anyone.
Yeah, I know stereotypically maybe your center is not a good free throw shooter, but Hayes pretty competent. Maddie releases and is good. And that's part of what you get into playing a team from across the state you're not as familiar with. You just don't know those inner workings sometimes. Second one's away by Maddie, also good. Clay County with a much more comfortable three-point lead. A lot of time left, though. Minute 15 and ticking. Four quarter.
33's britches.
Blair with it out top. Coach Chad Hall sending in the play. Lady Raiders execute Higgins, three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound, Lacey Wicks. A big swing here for Clay County.
Oh.
And now Wicks going to go to the line.
Good.
He's
intentional.
Yeah. Intentional foul is called against Bridgers. Coach Sims break that down. So on the intentional.
Two shots in the ball.
And possession. All right. Of course, with a technical, you can choose your shooter. Intentional, it's the person who was fouled, right?
Yeah.
So we see Wicks at the line to shoot the two.
Yeah, good shot.
First one's away and good. Big shot there.
It was. Great job by Wicks. You know, I don't think there was anything malicious intended there. Just momentum.
She's just trying to foul, but anymore, you got to really be selective about how you do these fouls at the end of the game because you know you're wanting to foul, but you got to make it kind of look like it's not intentional, you know.
Two huge free throws there by Lacey Wicks. Makes them both. Clay County with a two-possession, five-point lead, 51-46. Just under 1 minute to play here in this fourth quarter. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll take it with them.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Clay County Classic here in Joe Sims Gym in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County is up by five, their largest lead here in the fourth quarter, Daniel. After going to the free throw line, they're perfect there here in the fourth quarter.
Big time to have this five-point lead. 59.2 seconds on the clock, though. A lot of time left in this ball game. Clay County is in the bonus, so if Richland fouls, Lady Dogs will be at the line where they have been good in this fourth and final quarter, and there's the foul. That's the fourth personal, I do believe, against Mary Kate Butler. And it's going to be Hallie Buford going to the line to shoot. We already talked about her greatness from the free throw line. We'll see what she does on these two attempts. First one's away and good. Didn't hit anything. Bottom of the net. 6-point lead. This one's a big one here. It would make it a three-possession game. Seconds away. Missed it. Rebound Bridgers. 52-46. 50 seconds remain. Clay with a 6.2 possession lead. Got to get a hand in Higgins' face. Higgins with it. Long two-pointer this time. No good. Rebound Ashok. Bella with it. Heads the other way. Fayette County in no hurry here. Now Hallie going to be fouled again, going to the line to shoot two. Clay County 5 of 6 on their last 6 attempts from free throw.
Yeah, I believe she's missed her one. I think she'll make both these.
Swing this camera.
Probably jinx her. But.
Well, we've got great faith in her. First one's away and good.
I said that about Abby Head last year. She missed it. Told her after the game, well, I jinxed you.
I've done it many a time.
Yeah, you do it all the time, baby.
Yeah, she missed what?
It's the first miss from the second. Wicks with the rebound, and this one really leaning into the favor of the Dogs as they have a 7-point lead, 53-46.
They don't call it. That's good. We take this win.
Richland has conceded.
Big win.
Good game for both squads, both teams well-coached, well-played contest. Could meet again. Who knows?
Yeah.
Could see these teams in the state tournament.
It has to be the state tournament, but I'd be all right.
5 seconds and ticking. Solid win for Coach Walker and the ladies. They moved to 6-4 on the season. They were perfect today in Joe Sims' gym. They beat Cumberland County, Kentucky already, and now they knock off Richland. Final score, the Lady Raiders 46. The Lady Dogs, 53.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of the Clay County Christmas Classic here in Salina, where we just witnessed Clay County knock off Richland in a really good girls' high school basketball game, 53-46. They win by 7. Over the Lady Raiders. This time for your Inco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. Coach Sims, kind of what we expected. Didn't know really how good Richland was, but historically a pretty good program, and they proved it here against Clay County
tonight.
Yeah,
they've got a good solid ball team. Of course, I played Wayne County last week, got beat by 6 or 7. And their coach. I talked to him. He said, we really should have won. So, you know, I expected them to be really good. And they were. You know, 33's, I mean, she can fill it up. And she's big enough to go inside if she has to. But, you know, I thought our girls just played good. You know, we didn't turn it over a bunch. We shot it decent, not great, but decent enough. And made a few runs. And, you know, we're lucky enough to have a one-point lead there with about a minute and a half to go and kind of started holding the ball. And they started fouling a lot earlier than I would have. But, you know, I guess that's their strategy. But we made enough of our foul shots to stand out and win by 6 or 7.
Yeah, Clay County would trail by 2 at the end of the first quarter. They went up by 3 at halftime. We saw them build their largest lead of 7 in the third quarter.
Right.
But Richmond didn't go away.
No, they kept coming back. Every time we'd get a little lead, they'd hit a 3 and or 2. And, you know, like I think we had a 7-point lead there in the fourth quarter right before they cut it down to 1.
Yep, got it to 1 and actually led by 1, 46-45 with 3:23 to play.
Yeah, I forgot that.
And you're right, we got control on an Ashlock 2 free throws that put us up by 1. And after that, it was a free throw battle from Clay County and made them down the stretch.
Right.
That was key too.
Yeah. We hit, like I said, we hit enough of them, and you know, we hit some big shots when we would, you know, they'd cut it to 1, and they said he actually got ahead there at one time. But I thought Bella played really good inside. She got some big rebounds and got fouled, and you know, made a few shots in there, and Maddie made a few, and was Hallie. She didn't score as much as she did that first game today, but she's always solid. And the other girls chipped in a few, but I think we played 2 of our better games today that we played in a while. Of course, we haven't had Maddie in a while.
Exactly.
So that makes
we're
a
different
big,
team with her.
That makes a big difference when she's up there.
No doubt. And like we said, this is a really good Richland team coming in here. We saw Bailey Blair, the point guard, finish with 8 points. Danica Bridgers, the post inside, was 7, had multiple blocks and affected us in there. A.C. Hewitt had 3 points. Bailey Hollis had 4. It was all about Shelby Higgins. 7 threes in this contest.
Yeah, she hit a bunch.
Finished with 24 points.
A lot of them were deep, too. I mean, she's shooting, you know, 3-4 foot behind the 3-point line.
Yeah, really good player. Played for any team in this conference, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, you got somebody to shoot like that. She can play for about anybody.
For Clay County, Ella Eads got the start, had 2 points tonight. Baylor Walden, 3 off the bench. Lacey Wicks, a big defensive night, also with 7 points. I thought she shot the ball with
Lacey
confidence tonight.
Probably her best game of the year, especially offensively. She usually hadn't been even shooting a ball hardy, but I know she hit 1 big 3 and hit some foul shots, but she played really well, I thought.
And then the big 3, the 3 seniors, the gang's back together, Coach. All 3 in double figures. Madison Hayes with 12. Bella Ashlock, 14 tonight. Hallie Buford had 15.
Man,
that's going to be hard to beat.
We get that night in, night out. We'll win most of our games, you know.
Again, Clay County wins their opener here in the Clay County Christmas Classic, 53-46, a 7-point victory over Richland. Coach, enjoyed it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it, too.
This Lady Dog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show in the Horizon Sports
Clay
Network
County, Tennessee,
in front of this
is a great place to live and a great place
Clay
to retire.
County.
If you're a native
and
of Clay Richmond, County nearing retirement
we'll
age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living
course,
is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Redbone Springs office.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight.
Everybody claims to have the best barbecue in Kansas City, Texas, or no,
but this is the heart of barbecue country. None can match what's served up right here in Salina for Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork chops, shredded chicken ribs, or roasted taters, all served on both sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week. Call it in at 243-445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best.
Recently on Friday the 15th, Clark Range played Cumberland County, Kentucky. Don't have an outcome on that game. On Friday, Pickett County lost to East Robertson 47-55. Then Saturday, Gordonsville lost to Smith County 49-55. And Redbone Springs and Friendship Christian met on Saturday. Could not find a boys score from that game. Tonight, of course, Clay County hosting Richland here. The only other district team in action tonight, Clark Range, who has traveled eastward to Jellicoe. Overall records for the District 7 squads right now. Clark Range sets at 3-5, Clay County 4-3, Gordonsville 6-2, Pickett County 6-3, and Red Bull and Springs 3-4. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Watson is now settled into the table joining us, and Coach is just going over some recent district scores there. Two big ones that jumped out at me. Pickett County lost their last two contests, did Coach Joseph Aminette and the Bobcats. They lost to Chattanooga Prep 47-55. Of course, Prep, a Region 3 team that we match up with for sub-state sometimes. So we know Chattanooga Prep looking strong out of Region 3. Also, Pickett County lost to East Robertson. Of course, the two times that East Rob and Clay County met, East Robertson was not at full strength, didn't have their football players back yet. But we see Pickett County losing 47-55 to East Rob. So the Indians of East Robertson sitting in District 8. Going to be a Region 4 matchup for us in February. Pretty good-looking team over there again, it looks like.
Yeah, and you know, from the past and knowing what they got coming back, you know they're going to be a big team. I know they brought a couple of real good small players here, and you get to put them with some guys that are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
And they're going to be a formidable opponent when it comes time.
Of course, some Division I athletes over there, the Groves guys. I know one of them, I think, was committed to Kentucky, then decommitted, and maybe he's going to go to NC State and play football. So football, the premier sport for some of those guys, but they're pretty good on the hardwood, too.
Yes, they are.
Of course, this Richland team, you know, Coach Edwards has been in this thing now for 24 years. There's not a lot of teams across the state he's not played before, but he has not met Richland on the hardwood. So a first year coming. I don't know a lot about this Jason Loveless-led Richland Raider team. They're 5-3 on the season. Their three losses coming to Eagleville, Loretto, and Wayne County. So all pretty good programs they've lost to. They have wins over Community. And here's jumps out at you. They beat East Robertson. Mount Pleasant, Zion Christian, and Community. That was an early win over East Rob. So, once again, much like the Bulldogs, East Rob probably wasn't at full strength at that point. But a strong team of Richland's brought up here.
Yeah, and they got some good-sized kids, look like some tall, lanky guys. I can't seem like we may have played them once upon a time.
They have. You know, most of my stuff just goes from 2001 from where Coach Edwards started there. You probably did cross paths with them back in your 20-plus years of coaching.
I think we went down there once on a Friday night. I can't remember for sure. We played either them or Wayne County, one of the down there. Went down on a Friday night where we had a home-and-home with Moore County at one time.
Yeah. Pretty good basketball down in that part of the country.
That was the night I called to schedule the game. And the girls' coach was the scheduler, and he said, well, you know, they didn't have a spot on the schedule for us.
Yeah.
That's when I fired back and said, well, Coach Sim said that's kind of what you'd say.
Ended up getting a game.
And about 5 minutes later, and Coach Sim pulled it out. But I didn't tell him for years what I had done to get the game scheduled. I scared to death he wouldn't win.
Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And they've got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. The Richland Raiders, their head coach Jason Loveless, a 5-3 record on the season. Starting for Richland, number 12, Luke Jones. Number 15, Andrew Jones. Number 24, Jamison Andrews. Number 23, Carter Edwards. And rounding out their starting lineup, number 25, Gage Kirk. Of course, Richland, the visiting team tonight, they wear their their orange travel jerseys, white numerals on those jerseys trimmed in black. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team, of course. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall, 530 wins to 205 losses, a 4-3 record this season coming into tonight's action. They do have a two-game losing streak. Coming into tonight, starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett. A junior number 10, Nate Adams. Senior number 22, Weston Burble. Senior number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior number 30, White Browning. Clay County, of course, wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Thomas, need to snap this two-game losing streak coming into this one. Of course, no shame in those last two losses. York Institute and Upperman High School, both of them larger classification teams, getting back to single-A ball here with a pretty historically good Richland team.
Yeah, Richland's won 20 games the last 4 or 5 years each season, made the state tournament maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I think. So a pretty solid program down there, Coach Watson.
Down in that area, all the schools down in there have been pretty tough over the years in Class A ball. You know, back like Loretta before they got moved up down there, and they're just some tough, tough competition in boys and girls.
Already just as far as the eye test goes, two different guys for Richland taller than anybody that Clay County's got. That'd be number 25, Gage Kirk, who's going to tip for possession against Weston Burble. The other, number 12, Luke Jones. Both of those guys around 6 foot five, perhaps. Just did a quick glance here. Richland does control the tip. And this boys' action is underway. Of course, we just saw an outstanding girls' contest. Clay County winners in that one. Can't remember the final score, 53-46 or something. Richland coming out hot. Jamison Andrews opening up with a triple, 3-9 the lead.
No hesitation at all on that shot.
Certainly was not, Coach. 7-30.
Like he expected to hit it.
Hey, hey. Good hustle by the Raiders. They come up for the loose ball steal. Outlet pass ahead into the paint, working it right block. It's big number 25, Gage Kirk, misses the shot but does draw the foul. Kirk on the line to shoot two. White Browning called for that one. Browning going to have his hands full with Kirk down there tonight.
He is. Good-looking player, and you see at the line, he's got a good stroke too, Daniel. You know, and this Richland team, they've come here to play. Both squads, you saw down the girls, they didn't make this trip for anything. And anybody that comes into Joseph Gym to take on the Bulldogs better be ready. You know, Coach Edwards talks about it. We get everybody's best game after the run we've had down at the state tournament. And Richland's here to prove it.
Whistles blow. Offensive foul called against Clay County. Lance Burchett,
you know,
called for the foul. I missed it, Coach.
They picked up a couple, three of those in the girls' game earlier that way.
They did. Two team fouls early in the first quarter here against Clay County. Richland with a two-possession, five-point lead. Five for the Raiders, none for the Dogs. Richland with it, right wing in the hands of Jones. Works back to Kirk out top. Actually, that was the other Jones. Now a drive and a layup good by Carter Edwards. 7-0 the score. Clay County looking for an answer. Nate Adams out top. Adams leading this Bulldog squad in scoring. He fires a three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Edwards for Richland. Full head of steam for Carter Edwards all the way to the hoop. Right-handed layup is good. Timeout taken by Rob Edwards. He sees his team trailing 9-0, 6:26 mark, first quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic. The Raiders are off to a fast start. Richland leads Clay County 9-0, Daniel.
That they do. Clay County's still looking for points here. Nate Adams across the timeline. Gives off to Burchett. He swings to Smith. Andrew quickly back to Lance. Three-pointer out wing. No good. Rebound Richland. Quickly ahead. Edwards with it in the front court. Inside dishes off to Luke Jones. He swings back to Andrews. Andrews drives, kicks out to a teammate. Looks like it's Andrew Jones with it out top. Head coach Jason Love was sending in his instructions, and the Raiders start to execute. Andrews with it, circles in, kicks outside, three-pointer taken, and missed. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate, full head of steam the other way, quicker pace than the girls' action already. Nate to the hoop, misses the shot. Well defended by the Raiders.
The defense just rose up straight in front of him. Didn't make any action toward him.
Richland with the basketball. Andrews out top. Swings right wing. Now inside to Kirk. 8-foot jumper from the Bulldog. Go, good. The story right now, Richland just shooting very well.
Yeah.
And now the first points. Andrew Smith has one from right block. Transition pass, and I missed it with the camera. I apologize for that.
He sneaked in behind them. Good job.
11-2 now the score, and Clay County finally on the board. 9 points the lead for the Raiders. Carter Edwards with it. Works against Lance Burchett. Drives right. Burchett denies access. Gives to Kirk. He fires a three. Banks it in.
I guess it still counts 3 points, doesn't it?
14-2. All rich and dirty in this one. 4:30 and ticking first quarter. Nate Adams, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Kirk. Kirk hands off to Jamison Andrews. Andrews with it left wing. Baseline pass inside. Now back out to Kirk. He fires another three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Richland. Thomas wanting a foul against Andrew Jones for hooking the Bulldog. Wow. No whistles blew. Coach Edwards wants a different lineup. He sends Kyler Westphal and Nolan Adams, Cole Leeds, Hayden Adams, and Warner melting into the contest. And the five starters come to the bench halfway through this first quarter. 14-2 the score. He's not impressed, guys, at this point.
Yeah, just the effort so far. You know, Clay County getting some looks. Just hadn't been able to knock them down. But Coach Edwards wants a little more on the defensive end, I think, out of his team.
Tiger Westmore with it, drives inside, puts on the brakes, jump shot, no good. Kept alive by Hayden Adams. Now Westmore picks up the loose ball. Tiger back with it, out top. Swings over to sophomore Nolan Adams. Nolan going to work one-on-one, drives inside, kicks to Eads. Eads now with it, pulls up, gives back to Adams. Three-pointer out wing, no good. Rebound Kirk for Richland. Raiders in the front court looking to build on this 12-point lead. They're up 14-2. Cooper Jackson with it. Passes inside to Kirk. Kirk defended by Adams. Nice job by Hayden denying a spin move to the hoop. Jackson with it. Timeout taken by Richland. 3:17 mark of this first quarter. It's all Raiders, 14-2.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Richland is off to a fast start here. They lead Clay County 14-2, 3:17 left here in the first quarter, Daniel. You see Coach Edwards going deep on the bench here.
Kirk inside, adds two more. Coach Watson, what's that?
Good solid play.
Yeah.
Mean, I don't know.
Anything in particular that Coach Edwards and company need to do right now other than add some points?
Yeah, I know. Just, you know, hope they settle down and hope they're on a streak and they're not something they do consistently all night.
Warner Melton pulls down a rebound. Hayden Adams fires a baseline jumper. Rebounded this time by Andrew Jones, who comes across the timeline for Richland. 16-2 the score. Richland 5-3 overall on the year. Clay County 4-3 overall. But right now, Richland just looking far superior to the Dogs at this point. Kirk with it at right elbow. Edges his way in. Kicks out to a teammate. It's Andrews. He drives. Actually, not Andrews. That was Andrew Jones who gets the bucket and draws the foul.
I just, you know, look like they're scoring at will.
Doing it from inside. Doing it from outside. Doing it on the drive. Now Jones with an opportunity to do it from the free throw line. Checking out, Jamison Andrews checking in. Jace Carter-Miller. 2:25 mark of this first quarter. Richland up by 16, 18-2.
Make it 19.
Free throw is good. Three-point play completed by Andrew Jones, 19-2. Original five starters on the bench for Coach Edwards. On the floor, Nolan Adams, Cole Leeds, Kyler Westmoreland, Warner Melton, and Hayden Adams.
Again, Clay County's gotten some decent looks on their end. Just hasn't got anything to fall. The defensive pressure's picked up a little bit with this new lineup on the floor, but this Richland team is really good. I mean, there's just no doubt about it with Gage Kirk already with 9 points here in the first quarter.
9 of their 19. 17-point lead for the Raiders. Cole Eads trying to drive inside. Kicks back out of Melton. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound. Hayden Adams, he's fouled. Carter Edwards going to draw the personal.
Little collision there.
Seen great hustle by Hayden Adams coming in off the bench. No surprise there. We know the type motor that the junior has. We saw it on the gridiron. Now we see it on the hardwood. Nolan Adams, nice little fadeaway jumper from the free throw line. Did not fall. Rebound by Miller.
We're getting some good-looking shots.
Nothing falling at this point for Clay County. Everything falling for Richland, 19-2. Raiders with a healthy lead. Minute 40 and ticking first quarter. Baseline drive by Andrews. They call him for the travel. Just based on what we've seen to this point, I think you can definitively say Richland the best squad Clay County's faced at this point this year, perhaps.
Just as far as size and length, for sure. I don't know about the best squad. York and Upperman, pretty good ball teams at the bigger level.
True enough. Richland just pretty well-rounded, seems like. Adams, a nice inside drive, gets to the hoop. Bucket does not fall, though. Rebound Kirk for the Raiders. 1 minute remaining in this opening contest. 19-2 the score. Richland with the big lead. Kirk with it, right wing, works against Adams. Nice job by Hayden once again, denying access. They swing left side to Cooper Jackson. Back to Kirk, now Andrews. Drives against Eads, kicks outside to Miller, three-pointer, no good, rebound Nolan Adams. 35 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Clay County's only points coming on an Andrew Smith shot from right block. Back when the five starters were still in the contest. 18 seconds and ticking. Nolan Adams with it, defended by Jace Carter-Miller, down to 10 seconds, down to 5 seconds. Adams wants to drive, goes down the right side, shots up, no good, drew the foul from number 35, Cade McCormick. Coach Loveless going deep on his bench in this first quarter as well. Adams at the line for two. First one's away, no good. Adams on the season. Coming into tonight on free throws. Shooting 39% from the charity stripe. 7 of 18 from that mark on the court. Lane violation against Ridgeland. They're going to reshoot the second attempt. Seconds away, just a little short off the front of the iron, no good. Hayden Adams fighting for the rebound, and the quarter runs out. It's all Raiders here at the third annual Clay County Christmas Classic. Bulldogs 2, Raiders 19 at the end of 1.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic. Sponsored by Eco Pendleton, Tennessee. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Isolina Lumber Company. Clay County trails Richland 19-2 headed into the second quarter. The only 2 points for the Dogs coming from Andrew Smith. Andrew Jones has 3, Carter Edwards 4, Jameson Andrews 3, and Gage Kirk 9 first quarter points for Richland as they lead by 17. Here halfway through the first half in Salina. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Three-pointer taken a little wide of the mark by Cole Eads. Goes out of bounds. The lineup starting the second quarter for Coach Edwards, Hayden Adams, Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, Calgary Westmoreland, and Cole Eads. Richland into the front court. Have it out top in the hands of Andrew Jones. Defended by Cole Eads. Jones works around the right side of the wing. Picks up the dribble. Works inside to Luke Jones. Down low now to Kirk. He loses the handle out of bounds. Richland to inbound from their baseline. 19-2. Richland shooting well and just an onslaught early. Coach Edwards taking those five starters out about halfway through that first quarter. And they've not come back yet. Turnover now by Richland. So an opportunity for this second string, if you will, Bulldog lineup to come down and get a bucket. Things just not falling for the Dogs in this one. Shots have been taken. Good shots. Just not found their mark except for the Andrew Smith shot from right block earlier. Nolan Adams, three-pointer left wing. Yeah.
Got one.
And just like that, it's 19-5. Feels a lot better than 19-2.
Yeah.
Richland with the ball. Jameson Andrews inside down to Kirk. Kirk spins, kicks back to Andrews. He drives baseline. Nolan Adams reaches from behind, knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, poked it a pretty good distance.
Got a correction from a couple of our Richland listeners with a Facebook comment. They say 15 is Andrew Huff rather than Andrew Jones, so we apologize for that. They had it written incorrectly in the playbook. We was going straight from that. So perhaps Coach Loveless just absent-minded when he wrote down Huff's last name. He just had wrote down Luke Jones, so had that on his mind as he wrote down Huff's last name. 19-5 the score here, an empty possession that time for Richland. So Richland with that huge opening. A couple minutes to the contest since then. They've slowed a little. Of course, they don't feel any pressure at this point. Westmore misses the three. Goes on rebound. Put back no good. Rebound by Richland. Whistles blow. Jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Raiders. Yeah.
Good job by Westmoreland there. For all the shot on the three to create the extra possession, just kind of rushed the putback. And missed it there again. Clay County getting some open looks, even with this second unit in here, playing pretty good basketball so far.
Certainly so. Inside to Jones. Jones trying to get it over to Andrews. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Richland to inbound from their own baseline. Just to run through it one more time, the three losses on the year for Richland, they've lost to Eagleville, Loretto, and Wayne County. They have wins over Community, East Robertson, Mount Pleasant, Zion Christian, and Community.
Yeah, we did a bad play trying to get the ball in bounds.
So Richland gets a bucket and a turnover here, looking for the 2-for-1 on this trip to this end of the floor. Three-pointer taken right wing by Shirey. It was no good. Rebounded by Richland. A putback no good. Another rebound by Richland. This time Huff puts it in.
That's some quick hands.
Andrew Huff comes away with the points, 23-5, Coach, and back to a 18-point differential. Colleen's three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound Shirey. He works ahead to Andrews. Andrews outlet pass ahead to Huff. His baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Huff. And the Raiders live to fight another day on this possession. Three-pointer taken and knocked down by Carter Edwards. Hayden Adams having trouble working it in. Finally does so to Melton. And now Nolan Adams, the sophomore point guard, walks across the timeline. 4:50 and ticking, second quarter. Richland up by 21. Offensive foul called against Clay County's 34, Hayden Adams. Now we see those five starters coming back to the bench. They said essentially for a quarter, Coach Watson. We'll see if there was motivation garnered from that as Weston Birdwell, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, Andrew Smith and Wyatt Browning retake the floor.
Yep. Maybe they saw something that was sitting over here that they can correct some of the things that's going on.
Trap in the backcourt, full court pressure being applied by the starters as they return to the floor.
They better hurry.
Safely across the timeline are the Raiders. 4:34 and ticking. Second quarter. Reaching up by 21. 26-5. Andrews with it out top. Works to Edwards, and he travels.
Did a little Tennessee shuffle there.
Yeah, good defense. But good defense by Lance Burchett there, causing the turnover.
Nate Adams back in at point, crosses the timeline, sets up shop at the top of the key, works right, foul call against Andrew Huff. First personal for Huff. Clay County looking for points here, trailing by 21, halfway through this second quarter. Lance Burchett with it, drives inside, free throw range jumper, a little short of the mark. A foul called against Huff again. Picks up his second personal. Lance at the line to shoot two on the season. Burchett, a 50% free throw shooter. Actually, I was looking at the wrong one. He's a 57% free throw shooter, 4-7. Coming into today's action on the season, just not a lot of attempts for him. Of course, Clay County only playing 7 games prior to this one. Lance misses the first, hits the second. 26-6 now the score. 20 points the difference. Richmond beating the Clay County pressure, gets into the front court. 3-pointer taken and hit by Jamison Andrews. 29-6 now. 3-pointer by Nate Adams, top of the key, no good. Rebound Edwards for Richmond. Full head of steam for him. Slows it down, gives to Andrews. His 3-pointer left wing's good.
Is that about 3 or 4 of them he's made?
32-6. And a timeout taken by Rob Edwards. 3:27 mark of this second quarter. I don't know that I have seen Clay County done this way in a while. 32-6, Richmond leads.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic here in Salina, Tennessee, where the Dogs trail the Raiders of Richmond 32-6. 3:27 left here in the first half, Daniel. All Raiders at this point. And this is a solid team out of, Linville, Tennessee.
Yeah, down coast of Pulaski. West side of I-65 down through there. White Brown in a little hook shot inside. Did not fall. Andrews with it. Crosses the timeline. Sets up in the Raider front court. Going to slow things down. Hands off to Edwards. Edwards works against Lance Burgett. Now Kirk. Kirk comfortable anywhere on the court. Beyond the arc, down on the post. Just a solid player. Great size by Kirk as Andrews takes a three and
missed
it.
One.
Rebound Nate Adams. Nate's out of pass ahead, taken away by Carter Edwards. Hands off to Luke Jones, and Richmond going to come back the other way.
I might bench him after him missing one.
Guys, we've called Clay County basketball now for 7 years here on the Horizon Sports Network. And I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't particularly recall a 32-6 lead by an opponent.
Not in our history, I don't think, Daniel.
Adam shot inside, did not fall. It's just one of those nights, Coach.
I know, in your
20-plus years, sometimes it happens. You just don't have things fall.
One of those nights, you know, like I said, That's when you tell the bus driver, go get the bus warm if you're on the road. You know, get it warmed up so we'll have a comfortable ride home.
Andrews, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound by Browning.
Get
Browning
out, coach.
Off
he's missed two.
Adams outlet pass ahead to Birdwell. Weston could not gather it in. And another Clay County turnover. And, you know, it's been a bit of a break here. You'll go back to Thursday, December the 7th, the last time Clay County took the floor. No, not making excuses here. Richland's outstanding team, and Clay County's not playing very well. That's exactly what's happening here. But I do wonder. Of course, kids didn't come to school today. Christmas break started in Clay County schools, and I know things of that nature to some extent have a factor, but at the same time, this Richland team traveled 3 hours to get here, and it didn't affect them at all. Kirk adds another bucket, 34-6. Weston Birdwell reverse layup does not fall, rebounded by Jones. Minute 5 and ticking left in this second quarter, 34-6 the score. Do not recall the last time Clay County was in single digits at the half of a ball game. Perhaps that'll change in the waning seconds here. Lance Burchett adds a bucket. 34-8.
We had a holding call at the half court here that they missed. Somebody had a hold of one of our guys' foot.
Yeah, had a steal, and like you said, that Bulldog was being impeded by a Raider, and he passed it off to Burchett, who goes the distance and plays in the bucket from left wall, glances at the line to try to complete the three-point play. 53 seconds left in this second quarter. 34-8 the score. Looks more like a lopsided football score than a basketball score. Burchett misses the free throw. Rebound by big number 35, Cade McCormick for the Raiders. 45 seconds and ticking here in the second quarter. Kirk with it out top. Hands back off to Huff. Huff back to Kirk. Kirk works against Brown and loses the handle. Regathers. Gets back to Huff. Huff with the baseline drive. Gets into the paint. Loses the handle. Nate Adams picked up the ball, but his foot was on the baseline. Richland to inbound. Off to our right from the baseline. They work into McCormick. 25 seconds to ticking here in the second. Huff now with it, going to reset. 15 seconds.
Better.
Down to 10. Huff drives. Shot blocked by Birdwell, but Weston called for the foul.
I don't know about that one. It looked like a pretty clean hit on it.
It was nearly a travel. Huff coming back to the surface of Rob Edwards' court before the ball coming out of his hand. But Birdwell called for the personal instead. Huff at the line, misses the first.
If one of those guys didn't see it like we did.
They're a little closer. Perhaps they saw it right.
Yeah, well, you're probably right.
7.4 seconds left on this second quarter clock. 34-8, Richland up. Second free throw missed by Huff. Rebound Nate Adams. 5 seconds and ticking. Adams puts on the brakes, fires the three. Huff runs into him from behind. And we'll see Nate going to the line to shoot three.
Yeah, Nate kind of tweaking the ankle right there a little bit, I think, when he was trying to put on the brakes. And basically this is the Richland defender. He stopped so quickly, he ran over him, Daniel.
Yeah, it's completely unintentional. Nate Adams on the season, only 46% from the free throw line, 13 of 28. Misses the first one there. 1.7 seconds remain here on this second quarter call. Second free throw's away by Nate, and it's good. Has another one coming. I forgot he is at the line for three.
Yeah.
34-9 now the score with that made free throw. Third one's way also good.
We've got the double digits.
We did. Got it by 1.7 seconds. Buzzer sounds, half ends. 34-10 the score. Ridgeland with a dominating lead.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the...
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Dogs trail the Raiders of Richland 34-10 here at the break. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It's been all Richland in this one as they outscored Clay County 19-2 to start it in the first quarter. They were up 14-2 when Coach Edwards pulled all five starters in the first quarter to try to get some momentum going for Clay County, but it didn't happen. They trailed by 17, headed into the second quarter, and then got outscored 15-8 there in the second period to trail by 24 here at the break in Salina. They were down by as many as 28 in that second quarter before the Dogs scored the last 4 points of the first half. For Clay County, Nate Adams has two. Lynch Burchett leads the way with three. He's tied with Nolan Adams with three. And Andrew Smith has 2 points, which were the only two for Clay County in the opening period. For Richland, Andrew Huff has 5. Carter Edwards and Jamison Andrews each with 9. And Gage Kirk, 11 points here at halftime. Again, Richland dominating Clay County here at halftime in the Clay County Christmas Classic. They lead 34-10. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out our new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, the Richland Raiders a big 24-point lead over Clay County here at the half, 34-10. Time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In December of 2014, Coach Edwards took his 10-1 Dogs to Monticello, Kentucky to face Wayne County in Christmas tournament action. A hard-fought loss, 70-87, against good competition, helped hone the Dogs' skills and propelled them to a stellar 27-5 record for the 2015 season and a state tournament appearance. What two players both scored over 20 points in that loss to Wayne County in December of 2014. If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Got to get both parts of this one right. In December of 2014, Coach Edwards took his 10-1 Dogs to Monticello, Kentucky to face Wayne County in Christmas tournament action. A hard-fought loss, 70-87, against good competition, helped hone the Dogs' skills and propelled them to a stellar 27-5 record for the 2015 season and a state tournament appearance. What two players both scored over 20 points in that loss to Wayne County? So Clay County only scored 70 in the entirety of the contest, so having two guys that each went over 20, they accommodated for more than half of the Dog points that night between those two. If you think you know the answer, please send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Clay County taking their time coming out at the half of this one. Just coming out straight to the bench. No warm-up shooting. Got some... Oh, false alarm. Thomas had me think we had a guest to the hotline, but we didn't. Coach Watson, what do you even talk about during halftime? Like that? Just, I mean,
just don't know, guys. I think.
Do you fuss? Do you just say, guys, I ain't got nothing to say? I mean,
like, hey, guys, let's go back and shoot some, or maybe a little 3-on-3 half court or something for a little while, and just kind of, you know, just kind of relax a little bit.
Still got, you know, things.
It's too late to talk loud. It's too late to point out things. I mean, you know, you just want to.
Clay County with the possession to open up this quarter. Nice pass from Birdwell to Nate Adams. Good opening.
Good move.
So here's my take on it. For a little while here, let's forget about this scoreboard. Let's say it's 0-0 starting this second half, and let's win this second half. Clay County with a 2-9 lead, if we're just keeping second half points. Overall, 34-12 the score. Reaching up. Raiders with their first possession here in the third quarter. Three-pointer taken and knocked down.
Burley shook the net when it went through.
Andrew Huff coming out hot. Clay County the other way. Nate Adams in the paint. Picks up the dribble. Gives back to Weston. Weston hands back off to Nate. Baseline drive from Adams gives to Andrew Smith in the corner. Shot faking drive. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Huff for the Raiders. Up in the corner, passes inside to Kirk. Kirk at the block, shoulders his way in, shot no good. Good job by Wyatt Brown. He picked up by Jones, offensive foul call. Weston Bird will get the steal, taking the charge.
Good defense there by Browning also against Gage Kirk on the post.
.645 and ticking third quarter. Clay County trying to come out, shake off that first half.
You know, try to get in a good half of basketball.
Absolutely.
Get ready for the next game.
They got game tomorrow, 7:30 tomorrow night, coming up against the UC Rams.
And, you know, we're not going to come back all at once. We're not going to win all at once. We'll just play a good, steady ball game this half and live and learn.
Turnover on that trip for the Dogs. Richland taking back over. 25 points the difference, 37-12. 6:25 and ticking, third quarter. Andrews with it, drives inside. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Jones, his putback, no good, but he draws the foul from Weston Burble.
That was a good hustle play.
It was.
It was a good hustle play.
Luke Jones, a sizable young man, stepping to the line. Just kind of lining him up to Wyatt Brown in there. I'd gauge him to be 2 to 3 inches taller than Browning.
Yeah, he's a good 6'5", maybe a little better. Nah, he doesn't weigh about 87 pounds, though.
He is thin, but knocks down the second free throw. .615 and ticking. Clay County looking for points here. Richland up 38-12. Andrew Smith right wing inside to Nate Adams. Baseline drive. Bounce pass. Never made it to Wyatt Browning. Picked off by Jamison Andrews. Andrews to Jones. Jones underneath. Caught for the travel. The Richland faithful who made the 170-mile trip didn't like the call. But it was made nonetheless. Nolan Adams in the court, on the court now. Gives off to Andrew Smith out top. And Jones called for the foul.
A little jousting back and forth between he and Nolan Adams and others trying to fight through the screens.
Don't let him rest a minute.
On the court for Coach Edwards, we see Nolan Adams, Wyatt Browning, Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, and Nate Adams. Nate with it out top. Baseline drive from Nolan. Draws a foul. It's going to be Cade McCormick picking up the foul there. And Nolan is lining to shoot, too. First one's away and a little short. Second one's away. In and out, just did not fall. Rebound by Richmond. McCormick gives off to Edwards. Edwards now drives. Picked up by Nolan Adams out top. Swings back to Andrews. Now back to Edwards, taken away by Nolan Adams. Fast break to the hoop. Misses the layup. Rebounded by Smith. Smith with it. Puts it in for two. Andrew Smith with four. Of Clay County's 14.
See our leading scorer now.
He's right there close to it. 38-14 the score. Richmond came out 19-2. May have been the biggest extent of that run. I can't remember if they've got up. Nah, 21-2. What did it get to, Thomas, before we
got to 28 at one time, 34-6 before Clay County scored the last four of the first half to cut it to 24 at the break.
Timeout being taken here by Richmond. I'm
going to calm his guys down. They're getting a little excited out there, I think.
I'm going to read our Subway Trivia Challenge question one more time here. We have had no responses, and that's a strange thing here on the hotline. Perhaps it's not receiving messages. It shows to have good service, though. We'll try this one more time. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In December of 2014, Coach Edwards took his 10-1 Dogs to Monticello, Kentucky to face Wayne County in Christmas tournament action. A hard-fought loss, 70-87, against good competition helped hone the Dogs' skills and propelled them to a stellar 27-5 record for the 2015 season and a state tournament appearance. What two players both scored over 20 points in that loss to Wayne County in December of 2014? If you think you know the answer to that or just want to guess, send those responses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
I'm going to have to give a hint, Daniel.
Well, nobody's even wagered a single guess.
You said it was strange. There's a lot of strange things going on here tonight.
May not be awarding that certificate tonight. Who knows? Westmoreland with it, right wing. On the floor coming out of this timeout, we've got Cole Leeds, Connor Westmoreland, Nolan Adams, Wyatt Browning, and Nate Adams. Wyatt Browning spin move, shot blocked by Kirk. They're calling for the foul. I thought it was pretty clean, but yeah. clearly he got some body.
Yeah. We're in the bonus now for the next 4 minutes and 41 seconds.
Yes, but unfortunately, Clay County has not been good from the free throw line.
No. But we get two chances to try.
Browning misses his first. Browning on the season. Looking at totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, a 20% free throw shooter, 2 of 10. Hits one of those, though.
Yeah, he improved his percentage maybe on that.
38-15 now the score. Richmond coming out pretty flat here in the third quarter. But they can afford to with this healthy lead. McCormick with it, right corner. Whistles blow. Foul, I believe, going to go against Nolan Adams. Actually, Tiger Westmoreland picks up the personal. 4:27 mark, third quarter, Thomas. What do you got for us? Anything?
Not much to talk about except for domination by the Richland Raiders as we see an and one attempt coming from
Andrews.
Andrew Huff.
No. Jameson Andrews.
Jameson Andrews.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's in the double figures, Daniel.
Knocked down several threes earlier. Completes the three-point play on this one, the old-fashioned way. Halfway through this third quarter, 41-15. Raiders on a rampage. Nate Adams out top. Drives the left side against McCormick. Loses the handle. Scrum for the ball. And McCormick comes up with it. As we mentioned, Clay Canyon will be back in action here in Joe Sims Gym tomorrow playing the UC Rams at 7:30. Edwards inside. This is up to McCormick. He lays it in from right block.
What type of team is that? Is that one of these private or homeschools?
I think it may be a homeschool team. Originally, it was supposed to be Trousdale County.
Yeah.
And Trousdale dropped out, and it was hard to find somebody. Fortunately, the I guess the UC stands for Upper Cumberland. The Upper Cumberland Rams able to come as Connor Westmoreland knocks down a triple from right wing, making it 43-18. Westmoreland on the season from three, shooting 25%, 9 of 36 coming into the night. Kirk with it, right side, defended by Westmoreland. Fade away jumper, no good. Rebound by Browning. White going to hand off to Nolan. Nolan across the timeline, works the right side of the lane. Now circles back out behind the perimeter. Gives the brother Nate. Now back to Cole. Cole inside to the logo. Has his shot blocked. It goes out of bounds. Rest of the holiday season for the Dogs. Let me see if I can find that bracket. I've got it here somewhere. They'll be going to Wayne County next week after the Christmas holidays. That schedule has been set, at least the opening round of it has. Clay County will play Pulaski County, Kentucky on December the 27th at 4:30 p.m. up in Monticello. I do believe Monticello is on Eastern time, if I'm not mistaken about that. Is that right, Coach?
Pulaski is one of the teams we played in the Empire Mountain Classic up for many, many years ago, Pulaski County, Kentucky.
Well, we were talking about that, you and I were, during halftime, about you guys used to go with Andrew Smith. That's another bucket. Andrew's a foul. Andrew going to the line trying to complete the three-point play. Andrew shooting 75% on the season from free throw. I know you can't break it all down, Coach, but just tell listeners that may not understand what you guys used to go do there in the mid-'80s. That was a pretty big deal.
Well, yeah, this was one of the top national tournaments at that time, and we got invited after our first trip down to the state tournament and had some great players coming back, you know, with Joey Cole, Jeff Arms, Tracy. And I know Joey set all kinds of offensive records up there. We lost the first game, which gave us the opportunity to play more ball games. So he wound up with, you know, one of the highest averages and total points up there.
Cool. And yeah. You said, to your knowledge, that still stands today, correct, for that term?
It was broken, I think, after the three-point shot came in.
Oh,
a
okay.
bit later, someone got a few more than he did. But now he had some tremendous ball games up there, and all of the guys did.
Weston Bird will fire in a three. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Richland. I have to go back to my roster here. Shirey pulling down the rebound. Hands off to Andrews. They try to go back to Shirey. Taken away by Andrew Smith. He gives off to Lance Burgett. Fast break. Layup from right block. No good. Rebounded by Jackson. Cooper Jackson with it for Richland. Minute 35 and ticking third quarter. Richland up by 23. 43-20. Andrews with it, cross court to Shirey, long two-pointer good.
You know, I remember one year at Christmas we played in a four-team invitational tournament down at Good Pasture and against Elizabeth. And they were both, you know, state tournament teams. We actually came out and won that one down there.
Nolan Adams out top, gives off to Cousin Lance Burgett, now an Andrew Smith. Back to Weston in the right wing. Weston firing the three right side. Did not fall. Rebound Edwards for Richland. 45 seconds in ticking third quarter. Gina Edwards sending a message. Says the homeschool team used to be Daniel 1, so they've transitioned in title, I guess, from Daniel 1 Academy into UC Rams. So we appreciate Gina listening in. And
just exactly who they are.
yeah, knew who they were. And 35 seconds left here in the third. We appreciate Gina from Weston. Wish we had better results going on right now as her husband, Rob Edwards, and his team trailing by 25, just not a place we've grown accustomed to in the 24-year career of Coach Edwards. Of course, we We talked about him a tremendous amount over the last 7 years. He helps us out during football. Step back from that producer role this year. We greatly missed him, but I'm sure Gene enjoyed having him home on Friday nights a little bit more. Foul called against Andrew Smith, and we see Shirey making the bucket and going to the line.
We know, guys, I like the call. If a defensive player is standing under a basket there, I mean, they don't deserve anything.
Right, he's a little too deep. And I tell you what, Will Shirey, he's come off the bench and playing pretty well here for Richland. Good-looking young player.
Completes the three-point play. 7 seconds left here in the third.
You know, if the offense comes down and just plays an ordinary shot, you know, I mean, that's...
Three-pointer, the buzzer by Nolan Adams, and drains it. A beauty of a shot. Exclamation mark to end the third quarter for the Dogs there. 48-23 on the scoreboard as we head into the final 8 minutes. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Clay County trails Richland 48-23 heading into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, leading the way, Nolan Adams and Andrew Smith both with 6 points. Nate Adams has 4, Lance Burchett and Kyler Westmoreland 3, and Wyatt Browning 1 for Richland. They have 2 in double figures. Gage Kirk has 11. Jameson Andrews, 12. And then here's 2 others close. Carter Edwards with 9 and Andrew Huff with 8 to lead Richland. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Richland with the basketball to start the fourth. Kirk with it, right wing, gives to Andrews. Back to Kirk. Richard looking for something they like here. We know they like the 25-point lead they have, 48-23 right now. Baseline step.
Better turn my mic back on, hadn't we?
Good defensive pressure there by Nate, forcing the floor to shrink.
Yep.
Against Richard. And whistles on the other end. Offensive foul.
Somebody cutting through under the basket? Or
Nate Adams called for it. Thomas, did you see it?
Just another moving screen. Didn't get his feet set there trying to get the pick for the three-point shot.
First time Coach Edwards has ever met Richland. It's hard to find somebody at this point in his 24-year career he's not crossed paths with before. But if the records I have are correct, first ever meeting for him with Richland. I don't know, perhaps if Salina High School back in the old days, or maybe even Herbert Springs High School in the old days, would have played them at some point. Wyatt Browning, hook shot inside, no good. Kept alive by Weston Burble, unfortunately picked up by Huff for the Raiders. Huff with it, right wing, gives back to Kirk. Coach Watson, give us an update, if you can, on Grant Strong's back injury. I know he's not played in about four to five games now with the Golden Eagles.
I think he participated in full practice today.
Good.
I know he hit a bulging disc, and I think maybe a couple of nerves been bothering him. And I think he's still in the old day-to-day. He probably won't play until after Christmas, probably. You know, make sure he gets plenty of rest.
Yeah, got to let something like it essentially fully get healed up, don't you?
Yes.
And I believe, like we talked about before, a re-aggravated injury, and you hate to see that. Hopefully he won't have any issues moving forward with that. Tech right now fixing to get into conference play.
Right.
Of course, other tech news includes freshman John Hamilton, who was on the football team over there for Tech this year. He got a new head coach a couple weeks ago, Coach Wilder. Hopefully, during that regime change, John won't get lost. I know he had garnered a lot of positive attention during his freshman campaign over there for Coach Alexander and the crew, working as a tight end. A couple empty possessions for either squad here. Lance Virtue with it. Outlet pass ahead. Jones just takes that away. Sends it back to Kirk. Kirk baseline drive cut off by Burchett. 5:35 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Richland 48. Clay County 23. 25 points the advantage.
Are they going to call a foul on it, though?
Foul on the floor. Lance Burchett called for the hold. Timeout taken by Richland. We'll take it with them. 5:34 mark of this fourth quarter. Raiders up big.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hague and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Richland's been in control of this one from the start. They lead Clay County 48-23, a little over 5 minutes left in this ballgame.
Richland with the ball coming out of this timeout. Kirk drives the right side, splits a double team, misses the shot, rebound by Browning.
No score so far for either team in this final fourth quarter.
Nate Adams misses the shot, knocks out of bounds by Weston Birdwell attempting the rebound there. What was the halftime score?
34-10.
34-10. So they've outscored us 14-13 here in the second half. So an even second half, much less fireworks. And
well, I guess they know they don't have to, but if you notice, you know, the risk, because they're not playing with the energy they did the first half.
I'm assuming Richland will take on Macon tomorrow afternoon. I fear Macon doesn't have anything for Richland this year. Yeah, but you never know.
You never know. Could be a couple of, you know, good girls matchup and boys. You never know, really.
Now, the girls, yeah, I see it as being a pretty good ball game. Burble with a long range, too. Jones on the rebound. 48-23. We've been there for a while. 4:25 and ticking in this fourth quarter. No fourth quarter points yet for either squad.
This is kind of one of these games as a coach where you start up and start yelling instructions to them.
Three-pointer taken and missed. That one coming off the hand of Jace Carter-Miller. As I was looking at the roster, a foul called against Clay County. Coach Edwards going back with
wholesale subbing again.
Going back with that other lineup the rest of the way. I'm sure Nolan Adams, Cole Eads, Kyler Westmore, and Hayden Adams and Warner Melton all come to the scores table. They come in. Lance Burchett, Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, White Browning, and Weston Birdwell coming off for what's likely to be the last time tonight.
Huff being subbed out for Richland. He had a good ball game against us.
He did. Those of you who may be listening and not familiar will be doing the Farm Bureau postgame show. Coming up once this one goes final, give you a full running on stats from both squads. Nolan Adams with it for Clay County. Works inside the West. Going back to Nolan. He fires the three with no hesitation. A little short off the front of the iron. Rebound Jones. Jones, a full head of steam all the way to the hoop. Lays it in for two. Fourth quarter points now come. They come on the Raider end. 51-23. Richland has more than doubled up. The Dogs here. Here's a takeaway. It's going to be Miller to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Andrews. He swings back to Jackson. Now back to Jones out top. Nolan Adams with the takeaway. Fast break opportunity. Gets to the left block and is fouled. .309 left in this one. See Andrews checking out. Jamison Andrews checks out for the Raiders. Adams goes 0 for 2 on the free throws. 3 minutes left in this contest. .51-23. Warner Melton comes up with a steal. The sophomore passes ahead to his cousin Hayden Adams, who lays it in for two. Hayden Adams from right block. Came into tonight with 2 points on the season, so he's doubled that number. As he now has four. Jones with a nice long two-pointer.
That's a nice-looking shot.
I've been pleased defensively, especially with junior Hayden Adams. We talked about it earlier. He's done a nice job going toe-to-toe with Kirk. And down there on the post, we see him working now against him on the offensive end. Nolan loses the handle. Foul's going to be called. Jones, I believe, come from behind. Now they're going to get Miller.
The rest of the Richland starters exiting the ball game. We're getting ready to, I guess.
2:04 left in this one. Free throws away by Nolan. A little too strong off the back of the iron. One new player here for Richland that we have yet to see in the contest until this point, number 44, Weston Finley. How'd the second free throw go? Miss?
Miss them both.
Yeah.
I was writing down the subs for.
I don't want to say that out. Got me. That's going to be a problem down the stretch for us, really and truly, guys. Seriously, we're not going to win close ball games.
That's true. We've got to have an improvement from the free throw line as a team. As a team coming into tonight, shooting 52% from the free throw line.
Do we have maybe 25% tonight or something? I mean,
it's been low tonight, yeah. Thomas, update us. I missed it.
The new sub, Weston Finley, with a putback here for Richland. And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. Minute 15 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. Adams, three-pointer left wing. Ooh, no good. Rebound by Hayden Adams. Hayden knocked it to the floor. Foul going to be called. Andrew Huff checking out. Offensive foul. Being called against Nolan Adams. Minute 5 left in this contest. 30 points the difference, 55 to 25. Richland sending 5 new players to the scores table. I'll have to rely on Thomas for some names here. Miller knocks down the 3. Jace Carter Miller finding his stroke.
Guys, I wonder, is the roof leaking over there where all that crowd dissipated over there? I wonder, maybe it's
pretty empty.
Yeah.
Pretty empty across the way.
You know, that's something I never have liked. I always like, you know, no matter what the score is, you know, stay here and watch it because no matter what it is, they still deserve our respect and our attention.
Subs in for Coach Edwards to finish it out. Julian Villa with it on right wing. Hunter Buford on the court. Jake Copeland, Waylon Hayes, Warner Melton rounding out the lineup. Hunter Buford with it in the corner. Gives back to Juju Villa. Now Melton out top. Down to 20 seconds and ticking here in this contest. Hayes with it now, left wing. Villa, fake shot, drive, baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Raiders, 5 seconds on this clock.
I believe the agony is about over there.
Buzzer sounds, this contest goes final. The Richland Raiders come into Joe Sims Gym and come away with a 33-point win, 58-25, the final score.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym and the Farm Bureau post-game show. Two contests called tonight here as usual. Girls now 6-4 on the season with a good quality win for them over a tough Richland team tonight. Boys do fall to 4-4 on the season after dropping their third straight contest. This one, not a pretty one. All Richland from the get-go, never in question. I forget the final score, Thomas. What was it?
58-25. It's one you want to forget.
We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
You got to give this team credit. Richland, a really good basketball team out of Linville, Tennessee, just like you said, made the trip up here and took it as a challenge, I think, to play Rob Edwards and, you know, this Clay County program. I never played them before, and they came in this gym ready to play. They came out with a fire. Clay County didn't, but you have to give them credit. That's a good Richland Raider basketball team. Got some length inside in the post. We saw them really dominate inside to start, and then, again, credit them, but also Clay County, basically a no-show.
Yeah.
For the Bulldogs. I mean, I hate to – you just got to call it like it is.
Sure.
That's what it was, Daniel. As Richland went up 14-2 with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter, midway through the first quarter, Coach Edwards didn't like what he was seeing out of his starting five, benched the starting five. They sat until about 5 minutes to play or so in the second quarter. So it was 19-2 headed into the second quarter. The lead ballooned to 28. In the second period as Richland just had their way with Clay County. And then finally Clay County scored the last four points of the first half to get to double digits. It was 34-10 at halftime. And then the second half was ugly for both sides, just to be honest with you. Just one of those games where it was over a long time ago. Second half just a slog. Just get through. I don't know how you describe it, Daniel.
Wasn't
a good game, wasn't a good broadcast, wasn't anything for both teams, I don't think. You know, Richland came out the big winners, but still, they didn't enjoy that second half either.
No, we chronicled it multiple times. We played more than half of the fourth quarter before a point was scored by either team.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So, I think you have to say almost a no-show for Clay County, but it wasn't against, this was a solid quality opponent coming in here in Richland. You got to give them credit. They're going to make some noise in Class A this year.
Yeah, they're 6-4
from what we've
now,
seen
yeah.
of them anyway.
Yeah.
And just go down through the scoring for Richland. We saw Kate McCormick with 2 points late there. Will Shirey. I can't even read my writing. 5 points for the Raiders. Jace Miller had 3. We see Luke Jones with 6 points. Andrew Huff finished with 8. Carter Edwards had 9, and then 2 in double figures. Jameson Andrews with a cool dozen, 12 points, and Gage Kirk with 11. He had all of those in the first half, 9 in that first quarter that put this one away. You know, Kirk really didn't have to do anything down the stretch at all here against Clay County. But, really good players, really good basketball team out of Richland. For Clay County, of course, no one in double figures. Hayden Adams, 2 points tonight. Kyler Westmoreland had 3. Nolan Adams had 6. Andrew Smith, 6. Wyatt Browning, 1. Lance Burchett, 3. And Nate Adams, 4 points for Clay County. Again, Richland dominating the Bulldogs here at the Clay County Christmas Classic tonight.
This dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay right here with us on the Farm Bureau postgame show. We're going to play one short promo, come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. You're listening to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Becker and I from Joe Sims Gym for the final time tonight on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We're going to go ahead and start off with the ladies, as we usually do. Of course, the girls played two games tonight. We are basing this choice off of the second contest, the one we called the Richland game. What was that final? 53-46. Good close game.
Win.
Back and forth. We settled in for the TDS top performer, a young lady who made her return to this Lady Dog team tonight, none other than senior Madison Hayes. We talked about it through each broadcast that we covered when she wasn't on the floor. I think she missed four games. And, you know, just such a presence defensively in the paint. But now, and she wasn't doing this before. She wasn't getting in double figures in those contests before her injury down at Jackson County. But two games today, both games, Madison Hayes, 13-1, 12 in the other. Guess what? Her teammate, Telly Buford, Mel Ashok, doing the same thing. We've talked about it on here on the secret, too. It's no secret at all. The point for this team to be successful is to have those three get 40 points tonight between them three. And then get 20 from everybody else involved.
Sure.
And they did that here in Joe Sims' gym at the Christmas Classic today. So, Maddie Hayes, having her back defensively and offensively is real good. I think it eases the pressure on Hattie and Bella having Maddie out there, because all of a sudden here's another veteran, experienced player that they trust and that they work inside to. And, hey, let's face it, tonight she was well defended by a similar-sized player, but night in, night out, Maddie a lot of times has an advantage down there, and the game plan sometimes runs through her. So
yeah, she makes everybody better on the floor. You think of that maybe being a point guard or somebody like that, but, you know, just the presence of Madison Hayes makes this team better and makes her teammates better. And, you know, what I was impressed by is you know, she didn't lose a step. If anything, she gained one. She was sharp when she came out, and that's because she's worked hard to get better. Obviously, that, you know, took her therapy seriously, you know, was ready to play when she got the opportunity, and that's what was impressive to me. No setback for her.
No, they wouldn't at all. And, yeah, you expect somebody missing a couple weeks to come back, maybe out of shape, whatever.
Right.
Didn't look
that's
that at all.
I was trying to get to.
Looked very sharp, very sharp. In boys' action, of course, you know, if you watch this broadcast, it was a tough ball game. But we settled in on senior guard Andrew Smith. He did end up being amongst the leaders in points, even though it was a low point total. But it's about so much more than that for Andrew. And I don't want to, you know, he's his own player and his own guy, but I would like to refer back to his brother Eli for a minute. So very similar to Eli in the fact that it's not just about the points you score in a game to dictate how great a player you are. And Andrew's out of that same mold.
Yeah.
He is a good shooter, and he will shoot. But that's not all he does. He's got the outside shot. He's got great defense. He's a real smart kid. He don't get excited out there. He's a good decision maker. And anytime we take the floor, I know Andrew Smith's going to bring everything he's got.
Right.
And that, I never have to question what we're going to get out of him. And that's just the way he is raised, and he shows it every time he hits the ball.
Yeah, I'm impressed with you know, hard to be impressed with anything when it comes to Clay County tonight, as Richland just dominated them. But I was impressed with Andrew Smith. He kept his head in the game when he needed to. You saw the effort and the hustle. You saw him, you know, when Clay County had some transition opportunities, he was out ahead of everybody. He got the layup, and then you see him getting in a few passing lanes. You see him getting rebounds. You know, may not be a whole lot of one thing, but it's a whole lot of everything you get from Andrew Smith, and just like you said, just one of those players you need on a good basketball team.
And let's be honest, let's not forget the most important part about the whole thing, an outstanding young man, just a top-notch young man is Andrew Smith. Matty Hayes and Andrew Smith, tonight's TDS top performers. TDS Disposal, they serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Night one of the third annual Clay County Christmas Classic has come to an end. If you want to know what goes on tomorrow, as the girls play at 6 o'clock against Monroe County, Kentucky, and the boys play at 7:30 against the UC Rams, you're going to have to come out in person to Joe Sims Gym because we are done for 2023. Both teams will be in action the week after Christmas. The girls are going to go to Watertown. They go to Watertown to play three games. Boys go to Wayne County, Kentucky, up Monticello to play three games. We won't be making those trips either. We will be back in 2024 for District 7A play. It opens up right here at Joe Sims Gym against Red Bull and Springs on January the 2nd. That is a home game, right?
It is.
You know, I don't know if you've noticed or not, and I'm sure some of the diehards have, but we've caught more basketball games this year than we historically have to this point. A lot of times we would hold off to after Christmas, and there's such a demand for people wanting to follow this. You know, folks that ask, hey, you going to cover this game? You going to cover that game? And we maybe push it too far sometimes. I'm sure there's times our people would like to have us at home instead of sitting here, but we just appreciate our sponsors and listeners because if there wasn't a demand, we wouldn't be here to do it. So we appreciate folks wanting to know, hey, will you be there to do it? So
we do. Daniel, I appreciate you. We're going to take a little break for the holidays, and it's been a good early season for Clay County. I think they've come a long way. They've played some tough competition, and looking forward to that district action that starts with the turn of the year here.
Yeah, it's coming. Girls sitting right now at 6-4 on the year. Boys sitting at 4-4. Well, folks, for Thomas Watson, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and we're glad you tuned in, and we hope you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2024.